Blog Talk Radio.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on a pro. You want to join the conversation, gotta pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap. The game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches. The man keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, a click. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. But when it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
Building once again. It's Tuesday night, y'all. Know what it is, know what to do. The mayor in the building, man. Cheeky Palace Radio in the building. After further review, 646-200-3838. You know the math. First one to get on the air. My attention is going to be halfway divided tonight, y'all, because I'm doing my show, man. All-Star Game is popping. All-Star Game is popping out at City Field and all that, man. You know what I mean? It's about to be popping, y'all. But anyway, man, we're about to set it off, man. Tuesday night, mayor's in the building, man. What's going on? 646-200-3838. Press 1 and get on the air, man. We're going to talk a little football tonight, man. Just had to catch my breath a little bit, man. Word up, man. It looks like it's a good scene out there popping at the All-Star game, man. I'm looking forward to a good game tonight. Tonight we're going to get into a few things, man. We're going to talk about some football. You know what I mean? Because it's getting close to that time. We're going to talk about some college football, too. Get into a couple other things, man, because it's getting to, like, that dry time of the year, man, where, you know, training camps get ready to start. Baseball's about to really, really pop off. Basketball talk is, you know, it is what it is, man, but it's baseball and football season now, so that's where we at, man. I want to talk about the hat-wearing controversy, too, man, because I thought that it was over with Colin Kaepernick, who plays for the 49ers. He was caught wearing, actually he took a picture and put it on his Instagram of him wearing a Miami Dolphins hat, and everybody went berserk. And I was like, well, what's the big deal? But now I couldn't turn to find out the night, the Pouncey brothers, one plays for Miami Dolphins and I think the other one plays for the Steelers. They were they took pictures wearing hats that said Free Hernandez in reference to Aaron Hernandez, who was caught up in this situation up in Massachusetts. I really didn't see anything wrong with that either. You know what I mean? Because they went to school with him. You know what I mean? Down in the University of Florida. So they were just throwing support for, you know, their teammate and their friend, and, you know, he's not guilty, he's just, you know, just caught a charge, and, you know, he still has to go through the process or whatever, but I don't think it was, you know, any, you know, criminal offense for them to wear a hat that's, you know, supporting their friend or whatever. But, yeah, man, we here, man, Tuesday night, we rocking, man. 646-200-3838 is the math. MLB All-Star Game's about to pop off, National Anthem's about to go down, man. Candace Glover, one American Idol season 12. She's going to sing the national anthem and all that. Shout out to Big Rich holding it down, the CEO in the building. I hope everything's all right. Mr. Lavinia, if I can get a shout out, give me some crowd noise or something. Let me know you're in the building. Give me a crowd shout out or ring the bell or something. Let me know you're all right. Don't you love it? Don't you just love it? Yeah, man, it's about to go down, man. The mayor is in the building, man. We're about to have some fun. It's hot outside, man. It's hot outside. I don't see nobody playing no stickball, no kickball, no nothing. Nobody be outside doing nothing but chasing some ice and some ice cream. But we're going to talk a little bit about the situation, man, with the All-Star game about to pop off. And I guess we got it going on right now because I predict I hear the bell in the distance. So I guess that's trying to tell me that we got somebody on the line. There it is. It's getting a little stronger. The bell's sounding a little stronger there. Kia, what's good? Welcome to the Bigger Show. What's happening?
Nothing. What's good?
This is the first time. This is the first for After Further Review, man. The call is louder than the bell. That's what it is. What's going on, yo? What's happening?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm good. Trying to, zone out, watch, this little all-star game or whatever. You know what I mean? Get ready to get into some college football. I know we're going to get into that. Get to some NFL
all that, too.
But, I was looking at the red carpet earlier, the Major League Baseball red carpet, where they do the little parade or whatever for all the players or whatever. Yo, you see how some of these dudes was dressing? No, not like I'm, no fashion critic or nothing like that. But come on, yo. You see what? I thought the NBA players dressed bad. The NBA players just dressed bright. Their colors is just wild. These dudes, I don't know what was going on with them. I don't know what was going on with Adam Jones. Adam Jones is my dude. Adam Jones from Baltimore Orioles. That's my dude. Right? Here, this dude had on some, like a suit jacket, but the pattern of it was like, looked like the Milwaukee Bucks or something. It had like deer and antlers on it or something. Like, what's this? Then he had on some tennis socks. Oh, Kia dropped. So, okay, Kia, what's good? You back with us?
Yeah, I'm back.
Got me talking
sorry.
To myself here, so I gotta repeat everything I said, huh?
Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead, repeat it. I'm sorry.
All right, I was just talking about how I was looking at the red carpet earlier, where they had the parade, all the players come in or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And these baseball players, they cannot dress.
No.
Yo, these dudes, I thought the basketball players, they had it on smash as far as not being able to dress and dress up. They just dressed wild. The basketball players, they got their colors bright or whatever. But these dudes, I was like, Adam Jones, what are you doing? This is my man. He got on a brown and green, and then he had on the tennis socks, and he was like, my girlfriend made me wear this jacket. I was like, oh, okay, that's what it is. I get it. I was like, man, listen, what is this going on here? But I'm looking forward to the game tonight. The American League lineup is a monster. The American League lineup, I'm looking at it again. I'm like, wow. If if Harvey can make it through the first two innings, I'll be impressed. So that lineup is sick. From 1 through 9, it's sick. If he makes it through two innings, I'll be impressed. But I haven't really sat and watched them pitch. I watched a couple of innings here and there, but I haven't watched him really sit and pitch a few games.
I haven't watched him pitch when he pitched.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't watched him really pitch either.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying, I'm looking at that lineup, and that lineup is bananarammas. But again, what's happening with you?
They got the order. They got the order of the lineup. I'm
just watching. Yeah, the starting lineup.
Who's
that
in third?
For the National League?
Yeah, no, for the American. Who's up first?
National League bats first. Brandon Phillips.
Okay.
Brandon Phillips is leading off from Cincinnati Reds. And then Carlos Beltran from the Cardinals. Votto from the Reds. Then David Wright. And Carlos Gonzalez from Colorado. Yadier Molina from St. Louis. Tulowitzki. Michael Kadaya. Bryce Harper. So the pitchers are not going to hit. The pitcher's not hitting.
They have to.
Yeah. So for the American League, Mike Trout from the Angels.
Robinson Cano
from the Yankees. Cabrera from Detroit. Chris Davis from the Orioles. Bautista from Toronto. David Ortiz is the DH from Boston. Adam Jones is going to bat 7 from the Orioles. Joe Mauer from Minnesota is going to hit 8. He's going to catch. And J.J. Hardy from the Orioles is going to bat 9. I just think that the American League lineup is crazy from top to bottom. You got Mike Trout leading off, and it's just where else are you going to put him? You got Cano hitting second, Cabrera, Chris Davis, Bautista, David Ortiz, Adam Jones. There's no easy outs in that lineup. That whole lineup is crazy.
No, it's not easy. No, but Trout, let me get you something, Mr. Deere.
Big four, maybe about 4 or 5.
Okay.
Mhm. But he's not having the type of year
he
had last year.
No, he's not having the same year. Only year before.
Huh?
Only year before.
Yeah, he was doing his numbers last year, or whatever. But he's not having the same. The Angels are not having a good year anyway. All the way around, they're not having a good year. You know, and it's not really Mike Trout's fault. He's doing all he could do, but you can't do it by yourself, I guess. You know, and then you got Robinson Cano. He's batting second.
He might be in the MVP. I was just being funny. He might because he's going to see
a lot of good pitches. Because he's hitting in front of Miguel Cabrera.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So he's going to see a lot of good pitches. So he might do something. And he said he was going to do something anyway. So he said he's going to try to put on a show. Well, you should have put on a show last night. You only hit four home runs in the home run derby. He's going to hit four home runs in the home run derby. But Sexpedis, he was crushing them. Oh.
Yeah, he won.
Yeah, he did his thing. He was crushing them. But he's not in the All-Star game. He's an All-Star in the home run derby. But Yasiel Puig, I don't think he got like 16 million votes. Yasiel Puig from the Dodgers, he got 16 million votes, and he's not in the All-Star game. I don't think he deserved it. Simple math. Because he wasn't up long enough. Not taking nothing away from him or nothing like that. But he wasn't up long enough to deserve the All-Star game. You know, irregardless of the fact there's like 32 guys on the team, but you're gonna whose spot you gonna take away to put Yasiel Puig there, and he could have got voted in, and the fans didn't vote him in.
So when does this list come out? You think it's coming out this week or?
As far as the players are gonna get suspended for using the PEDs,
mm-hmm.
Knowing Bud Selig, gonna probably come out tomorrow. After the game is over. And here's another thing. You got players that's playing in the All-Star game that's going to be on that list.
That's what I want to talk about.
So, what do you say about baseball? You know what I mean? They're sitting there, talking about how good the game is and, having, all this, big All-Star festivities and this big gala event. But you got people, you get ready to suspend. It's crazy. It doesn't make sense, but I guess it is what it is. But, I think that list is going to be. I don't think anybody's going to get 100 games. I think they might suspend them for the rest of the season, but I don't think anybody's going to get 100 games. Because if they really want to fight it, how you going to suspend them twice for the same thing?
Well,
if
Peralta's up there, it's going to be interesting.
Johnny Peralta's on the list.
I just can't wait for this to come out.
Johnny Peralta's on the list. It's crazy.
I think it was going to come out today.
Nah, it's not going to come out today.
Yeah, it wouldn't come out today.
They wouldn't do that. It wouldn't come out today.
It'll probably come out today.
Tomorrow or maybe by the end of the week, it'll come out.
You know what I'm saying?
And it's going to be a big thing, man. Ryan Braun and Bartolo Colon. You know what I mean? Alex Rodriguez.
It's
going to be crazy.
We already know Alex is up. It's just the other name that's up there. And especially now that a Tiger name is linked to this, So it's going to be interesting to see.
And you see how Chris Davis, he had to kind of like, let everybody know, I'm not related to that at all. You know what I'm saying? I don't have nothing to do with that. Excuse me. I don't have nothing to do with that. Just because, I got 37 home runs by the All-Star break. It's like, it's a blessing and a curse. If you hit a lot of home runs, they're going to think you're doing, you're on something.
Right, and then he may not hit a lot of home runs after the All-Star break.
Yeah, so, I said that like maybe, a week ago or whatever, he had 30-some-odd home runs, and if he ends up with 50, then that'd be a shame because he only hit 20 in the second half. You know what I'm saying? So, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. But, he's always been a power hitter. Because even when he was the Texas Rangers, he's just getting his shine right now. And I think he's doing his thing. But, I think that this list, It's like a black cloud over baseball, man. And they need to do something, you know, do what they're going to do or don't do nothing at all. You know? And they said that dude from the Texas Rangers, Nelson Cruz, he's on the list as well.
So how do you think they're going to handle this, whether they're going to, like, implementing now for the new rules when it's come out, when this list come out? It is a black cloud over Major League Baseball. Do you think they should, voluntarily, how do you think they're going to, you know, put it into this or put a, you know?
I don't know. I just think that, you know, it's going to definitely be more scrutiny on the players as far as, you know, doing the testing or whatever. And you know, then they have to deal with, you know, as far as the union in regards to what kind of testing and how often they get tested and things of that nature. But I think they put it on themselves. But then again, baseball didn't, you know, really, is not really, like, innocent in this matter, too. They just turned a blind eye to it, okay? Because, again, like we were discussing this before, as recently as maybe 1990, it was, you know, they would have all of them, you know, all that steroid stuff in their lockers and wouldn't nobody say anything. As soon as Congress banned, you know, deemed it illegal, now it's a big to-do. What was you doing with that in your locker? You knew it was in my locker all the time.
Mm.
You didn't say nothing. You know what I'm saying? That's like, you know, the equivalent of saying, okay, you know, having a lead pencil is legal one day and it's illegal the next.
Next day.
So, you know what I'm saying? So baseball is culpable too. You know,
yeah.
But they just look at, you know, they just look for somebody to be the scapegoat and take the blame. That's all it is.
Well,
if they really wanted to make a stink about it, you know, the players that, you know, what have you proven? Like, look at Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what have, you know, and the only person that you got that could really put, that could speak truth to power in the situation is Jose Canseco. Because he was the one saying he was sticking needles in Rafael Palmeiro's butt.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So he was telling, he was giving it all up. He was telling on everybody. So now it's just basically, the, you know, the last dominoes is about to fall in this situation.
This is the one that's going to break everything. But the thing is, how do you, after this list come out, how do baseball move forward? Because these guys will be, I guess, on the tainted list.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. You're gonna do like Manny Ramirez, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna retire, then, you know, come back after time, you know, after you feel like, you know, a little time, but, you know, done passed or whatever. But again, I don't think that they might announce the list, but I don't think that they'll start banning players until probably next year. You know, because you know why? Because they don't want to mess up, you know, whatever, you know, hype or whatever around these teams for the postseason or whatever. So they don't want to, you know, mess that up, take players away from the teams like Peralta from Detroit or whatever. He might be, you know, he's important to their team. So what do you say? What do you do?
That don't have nothing to do with it. If the commission was to start banning people as of next week, Monday, Peralta would be suspended. He would just have to be suspended.
I mean,
he would face you know, his hearing or whatever, and only his hearing can probably, like, prolong him or whatever. But no, that don't have nothing to do with it. If your name is on that list, you should have knew that. If you was a, you know, you should have already knew. You can't
but
just blame it. Oh, he's important to his team. No.
Here's the other thing, though. Here's the thing, on the player side. If my name is on the list and you can't prove that I did anything, just because this guy said something, you can't prove it, then I'm suing you. So that's why baseball is moving slow in this, because they don't want to get caught, you know, in the trick bag.
That's the ramification, what I said with the players. But right now, if that list come out and they do have proof, then your name, you're going to be suspended until you get your hearing.
You're just going to be, and your name is going to be tainted just by being associated with that list. You know what I'm saying?
Because if you were associated, because my thing is, when you do a lot of investigation, investigations just don't pop up because your name is up there. Your name has been linked to somebody else's name. No matter what. If you do an investigation, your name ever come up in some papers or whatever, you've been linked. Now, it's your word, but like you said, word against whoever, word or whatever.
Right, right.
You linked to that list because you were subsequently taking these tests.
Right. But again, it's all, you know, I think the bottom line is that, you know, once they have to prove it. That's why baseball is like moving real, real slow.
They got to prove it.
You know, they got to prove, you know what I mean? They could have, you know, 100 people on the list, But, you know, it's like a scarlet letter right now. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you on the list, or who's on the list, or who's on the list, or whatever, whatever.
Scarlet letter, the F.
You know, and that's basically what it is. Trout leads off with a base hit down the right field line.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be extra bases leading off the game, sliding in the second base with a leadoff double.
Well, don't look like what's
name. Yeah, I'm saying if Harvey can get through the first two innings, this lineup is a beast, yo. This lineup is a beast. Mike Trout just took him right down the right field line.
Yeah, but he's first
nice
one.
Nice little double on the first
double,
pitch of the game. Bong, bong. All right, so the American League is starting off early. But, yeah, you know, it just depends because they don't want to get caught in a trick bag. They don't want the players to turn the union to turn around and talk about how you suspending all these players and you got no proof or no evidence. You know? So,
my thing is, Major League Baseball, like any other organization,
mm-hmm.
you put people to do a lot of investigation work. You just don't come up with, you come up with leads after leads. And I don't think this has happened within 3 months or 6 months. This investigation probably was going on since probably last year. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So they had to pile all these reports to the commissioner. Then he got a set of team. I'm quite sure he got a set of team that's looking through these papers and seeing guys' name linked to this thing. And you take, this is like if you take deposition after deposition, deposition after deposition. You know, everything's going to be concurrent. Your name cannot be linked to anything that has been previous years, whatever. And these guys' names have been leaked.
Right. I mean, you know, that's all you could say. That's the bell. So that means we got another call on the line. Ziggy, hold on. Ziggy, what's good, man? Welcome to the bigger show.
Watching this All-Star game, listening to y'all.
Yeah. Oh, he just hit my man Robinson Cano with a pitch. Oh, it's getting ready to be a fight.
Yep.
Oh, Harvey just hit Robinson Cano in the leg.
Yeah,
oh, man, what's going on? It's about to be a fight at the All-Star game. What's going on? What's going on, Ziggy, man? What's happening?
Well, I'm about to watch Robinson Cano charge his mom.
Oh, yeah. How you going to hit my man with your... Oh, you know, hit
that's
Robinson
why,
Cano in the leg.
Did you hear me the last week when I said that's all? I only want Scherzer to pitch one inning, and I don't care what happened after this.
Oh, man. He's going to hit Robinson Cano in the leg. Oh, it's about to be a riot. Somebody, no, ring the bell. It's about to be a riot at the All-Star game. How did he throw my... Matt Harvey plays for the Mets. And he just hit Robinson Cano.
That's why
plays
I can't stand the
Mets. Oh, it's about to be on and popping.
I can't believe he hit Cano.
We about to lose our religion after the review. How you going to hit Robinson Cano?
And I
bet that's
you know Mets fans.
Somebody better get Jay-Z on the phone.
Yeah.
Applaud
hey,
that. You better get Jay-Z on the phone.
And you think that's
man just got hit the leg.
And you think that's something.
He just hit Cano?
Yeah, he just hit Cano. Yeah,
hey,
he just hit Robinson Cano.
Then you got
Cabrera you know?
Coming up next. Cabrera, got the heavy hitters coming up.
Ziggy, I said if Harvey gets to these first two innings, I'm going to be very impressed because this lineup is a monster, my dude.
Yeah, J.J. Harvey,
bat
ninth.
Yeah, J.J. Harvey, he's ninth. I mean, they're going to score some runs, man.
Here we go.
He's going to score some runs. So what's going on with you, man? What's happening in Lions camp?
Nothing besides Stafford stealing money. That's about it.
Yeah, that's a lot of them stealing money. What do you think in regards to your Tigers, man? How did they do to you in the first half, man? How did it look?
Well, we could have had a bigger lead if it wasn't for the bullpen. Papa Grande, but it's all good. We 3.5 up, 2.5 up.
As of right now, you are a game and a half up in front of the Cleveland Indians.
Game and a half up.
Yeah.
So
I mean, go ahead. Yo, man, he making Mickey look bad, yo.
Yeah.
Was you stunned or something? You lost your voice? What's going on? Don't let him strike Miguel Cabrera out, man. Don't let him strike him out. He got 0-2 count. Don't let him strike him out, man. I just missed. Yeah, so your Tigers are in first place by a game and a half, man. So how you think it's gonna pan out towards the end of the season? And in regards to this list, man, what are you feeling in regards to this list that Bud Sweet was getting ready to drop? In regards to the players that were on using the banned substances.
Well, he better make sure when he drops some names, he better make sure that is on the up and up.
Yep.
Instead of following what this henchman just had to say. Yeah. You know, because it's not like he, you know, it's not like the his reference, it's not like he's a very saintly individual his own self.
Right. So again, like I said, Bud Sidley, he wants to take his time. He wants to be right. You know what I'm saying? And because it could all blow up in his face. They've been, you know, dilly-dallying this for the last 10, 15 years. He just struck Miguel Cabrera out.
Miguel
Cabrera just struck out, man. Hold your corner. Miguel Cabrera just struck out, man. What do you got to say about that?
Hey, it is what it is.
What do you have to say about that?
Awesome. It is what it is.
Oh, man. I felt that breeze.
Yeah.
It's all right, though, man. They got first and second, man, one out.
If this list come out tomorrow, this list was well thought. Because I'm quite sure Caesar's not going to put this list out if it's not well thought. This list is
especially
well
with
thought.
Him knowing he got a bug in with the baseball
union. Oh, they took Robinson Cano out the game.
There was a lot of investigation that was done with
the
hold
up, wait a minute. Stop the presses. Hold up.
They
took Robinson Cano out the game.
Wait a minute.
They done took Robinson Cano out the game. What's going on?
Oh, no.
Now I'm done now.
I'm done. I ain't watching this game.
Oh, man. Now they going to talk about that's going to be all over the newspapers. The Mets trying to assassinate the Yankees.
You think what's name made a call to Leland and told him to take him out?
Yeah, you probably got on the phone. Hey, take him out the game, man. Take him out the game. Oh, man.
No,
I can see the back page in the Daily News right now.
You sure Joe Girardi ain't called Leland and say, look, man,
He gave him the sign like on the sting. He rubbed his hand across his nose like on the sting. Get him out of here, man. Get him out of here. Bring in Dustin Pedroia. Get Robinson Cano out of here. Jay-Z got on the phone and said, like, yo, what's going on, man? Oh, man, they done took Robinson Cano out the game. Oh, damn.
I don't even want Scherzer to pitch one.
And that's exactly why the Mets ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. They need to put Matt Harvey on the list. He's pitching like he's drunk. But, yeah, so what are your surprises for the first half of the season, Ziggy? What do you like?
Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Do you believe in the Pirates?
I would like to see the Pirates. I would like to see a Willie Stargell remix. You know what I'm saying? I Bobby Bonilla.
You know what? I'm gonna ride with you on that one. But you know what? I'm still just based on last year alone. I say because last year alone they did the same thing. I'm gonna set a target date and see if you agree with me. Let's give them what's today? The 16th of July. Right? The Pirates are a game out of first place, right? A game behind St. Louis. Let's give the Pirates till, let's say, Ziggy, August the 15th. If they're still in the building on August 15th, then we can go all out. But I'm just saying, you know, and like, you gotta, you know, because last year they did the same thing. They was in first place, and they lost like 29 out of 36 games. And then they was done. But Russell Martin's having a great year. A.J. Burnett's doing his numbers. Andrew McCutchen is there. Alvarez, that's Kian's dude. Alvarez didn't really do too well the home run derby last night, but that's another story. You know what I'm saying?
And my other surprise...
And Jason Grilley in the back of the bullpen.
And my other surprise is how the Dodgers started off, but they picked
it
up
now.
Yeah,
you see the Dodgers creeping?
Yes, they're creeping. They only a game out.
Yeah, they 2.5 back.
Two and a half back
to Arizona.
Okay.
Yeah,
I know they was a game out when they started last night.
They creeping. They creep. They was in last place.
Yeah.
Yeah, they creeping.
By three
you don't hear nobody saying nothing about Fire Don Mattingly no more, do you? They talk about Fire Don Mattingly, right? But, yeah, so, I mean, you know, as far as surprises, I said from the beginning of the season started, I said I liked what the Cleveland Indians might could do because I believed in Terry Francona, and I thought that Nick Swisher, you know, they had some bats, and Maxton was doing his thing. They're a game and a half out of first place. So I'm not really surprised, but you know what I am surprised by? Toronto. The Blue Jays let me down, yo.
Yeah.
The Blue Jays making me look real.
But you know the AL East
right
is the toughest. They,
yeah.
Probably the toughest division in baseball.
This dude came in and struck out Miguel Cabrera and Bautista. And they had first and second, nobody out, and he just got out the inning. So the bottom of the first, no score, the All-Star game. Yeah, but Toronto, man, they just let me. I just knew they was just gonna wipe the American League out. You know what I mean? But nobody's really having a good year. Jose Reyes got hurt. You know, R.A. Dickey is pitching like garbage. You know, but now I thought they found their range like maybe about 2 weeks ago. But now they're just back. You know, they're in last place. They're, four games under 500. In last place. But yeah, man, we here, man. 646-200-3888.
What about a couple of weeks ago they was in first place?
Yeah, press 1 to get in on the conversation. You got the mayor in the building. Yeah, it was just a couple of weeks ago. When who was in first place?
Toronto.
No, Toronto ain't never been in first place. Toronto ain't been close to first place. That's what I'm saying. Toronto's is been whack all season.
Wasn't that your pick? Who was your pick? That was my pick
to win the division. Toronto.
Yeah,
I was like, Toronto's going
to
kill them.
I just want to make sure because I remember we talked
about
it.
I write my picks down.
I said
Toronto was going to finish first. Baltimore was going to finish second. The Yankees was going to finish third. Tampa Bay was going to finish fourth. And Boston Red Sox was going to finish fifth.
Exactly.
That's how I said it.
Exactly.
And
what you said.
It looks like it's kind of backwards.
Oh, yeah.
Boston is first and Toronto is last. What you laughing at? Ain't funny.
Yeah. You said, I was like, what?
Word up, man. But, yeah, it's a marathon, yo. So we got half of the season to go. I'm not really, you know, firmly believing that Toronto's going to make some kind of miracle comeback. But, the Boston Red Sox, I didn't think they was going to be where they are either.
They
so look
fall
at them.
Off. I'm not worried about the Red Sox.
Yeah, look at them. Look at them. So we gonna say about August 15th, we're going to see what the deal is with the Pirates and see if they're still in the building.
I think they'll be in the building.
Huh?
I think they'll be around.
You think they're going to be around?
Mm-hmm.
I hope they are. I hope the Pirates, because the Pirates deserve it, man. They got their stadium is nice, man. Their team is on the come up.
Patience,
you know?
patience.
Yeah, but, you know. I wish they would put those stars back on those hats, but they used to have back in the Willie Stargell and Dave Parker days.
Okay, we are family. Why don't they just go back to the old school hats?
To the old school hats and the old school uniforms. They had the Pirates was the one, the first ones that had the all the different combinations of the uniforms. That was back in the day. They had the pinstripe joint, then they had the black and yellow, they had the yellow and black. They had the Pirates was rocking. They had all them different uniforms, yo. They need to bring them stars back on the hats, though. I think they need to bring that back. But
That's when they had a young Barry Bonds before he was even on the juice.
No, that was before him. That was before him.
I'm talking about
the outfit was like Omar Moreno, Dave Parker. They had like Rennie Stennett. Starger was at first base. They had Matt Lott. You know what I'm saying? Manny Sanguin was catching. You know what I'm saying? So that was like kind of like a little bit before them.
We
are family Pirates. The 79 Pirates when they beat the Orioles in the World Series. All-Star game is popping. Brandon Phillips has popped out. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Matt Harvey from the New York Mets, he hit Robinson Cano, and Robinson Cano has been removed from the All-Star game. There will be riots in Brooklyn and in the Bronx and in Queens.
Right.
There will
they
be riots.
In City Field, he hit
you know that's going to be in the paper tomorrow.
It's going to be
on the back page. Everybody going to be talking about, how you going to hit Robinson Cano?
How you going to hit Robinson Cano?
and put him out the game.
Yep.
But yeah,
like
we're
I said, who's to say that Jimmy Lynn didn't get a
ball?
They're going to
say he intentionally hit him. I'm going to say, yeah, and I'm going to believe, yep, they did intentionally hit him.
You hit Robinson Cano on purpose?
Yep. You know I'm going to start some mess with that.
I'm going to start some mess with these Mets fans.
Wait till I see these Mets fans next week.
Now you want to start fights.
You don't hit no Yankee player.
Now you want to start fights. But that's true, man. You can't be running around the
place
with
Robinson
Cano.
You ain't hit no Yankee player. No Mets players hitting the Yankees players, please.
That's what it is, man. But yeah, we're in the building.
In New York City.
We're about to switch gears up a little bit. we're about to get into a little bit of college football.
I don't know how South Carolina wasn't on your list. They could replace Clemson.
No, I was waiting for you to ask me that.
I don't know how Gamecocks are not up on that list. They're going to be surprised this year.
It's a preseason list, first of all, and second of all, I just think the old ball coach, Steve Spurrier, he kind of like, you know, since he's been at South Carolina, you know, he gets there, but he don't get to where he needs to be.
Right, but he's doing watch the season. I said my
preseason NCAA college football top 10 was Ohio State number 1, Alabama number 2, Stanford
mm-hmm.
number 3, Boise State number 4, Georgia number 5, Texas A&M number 6, Clemson 7th, Oregon 8th, Florida 9th, and Nebraska 10th. Now, don't hold me to that. I just
right,
go off the top
Boise
of my head.
State, I think
preseason.
I
picked Ohio State first because, you know why? Because Urban Meyer usually does better in his second year with teams.
But let me ask you a question, though.
They were 12-0 last year at Ohio State.
This your preseason top 10? This your preseason top 10?
Yeah, that's my preseason,
that preseason
top 10.
The reason why I say Alabama shouldn't be number one, until they lose, because they won. They were the champs, right? They should be number one.
Yeah, I mean, they should be number one, but you know what, man? They lost to Texas A&M at home.
You know how long ago
that
was?
They blew out a garbage Notre Dame team that shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Man, Tateo was worried about his invisible girlfriend.
Notre Dame didn't show up against them
would have got the same treatment Notre Dame got.
Maybe they would have, but I don't think that you know you can really say Alabama did this and that in the third when they got beat by Texas A&M at home. That's the only thing I can say about Alabama.
They would have been the game.
Mayor, I lost money every week to these cats, so I know how these dudes is. And when they back up against the wall and Saban don't play that, and Saban start walking up and down the sideline like, you know, get the hell away from me.
Right.
Then it's over. I mean, and cut all the BS out. That's it. When Alabama get on the road, they hit you in the mouth, they're going to keep hitting you in the mouth.
Okay.
Well, they was the type of team that you could be up 10 points and it feel like you down 21.
Right. But I just think that, Alabama, they had their run. I think that, you know, last year was really, really an indication of, you know, them, how strong they are. They can make another run. I'm looking at a couple of games on their schedule because they got Georgia and Clemson and South Carolina, and my thing with Alabama, so any Bama fan,
if Ohio State was not on probation, you would not be playing Notre Dame. Ohio State would be playing.
But there's been plenty of times Ohio State was rolling through the Big Ten like that when it did count, and a lonely Northwestern, a lonely Illinois would come up and bite them.
But they didn't do that last year, though. Ohio State was 12-0, and like she said, they were ineligible. So I think that, you know, Ohio State deserves, and Urban Meyer does better in his second year when he was at Bowling Green. Okay, when he was he put Utah on the map. Okay, he put Florida. You know what I mean? He was rocking out of Florida. So I think that Braxton Miller is going to do his numbers. You know what I'm saying? Their schedule is easy. They don't really have no tough games. Michigan is their last game.
Yeah.
They got they have Buffalo, San Diego State, California, Florida A&M. Wisconsin might be a tough game. At Northwestern, Iowa, Penn State, at Purdue, at Illinois, Indiana, at Michigan. But, I mean, that schedule could be, they could run through that schedule too.
But like I said, there's been plenty of times when they were 10-0. 11-0, somebody come up, and a lonely Illinois, Indiana, like you said, the same teams you snubbed your nose up at,
right,
3 weeks earlier, they came and gave you a battle, and you look up and you lost.
What kind of season you think Johnny Manziel gonna have?
He got too much going on right now. I mean, it's almost like he in the league already. He got too much going on.
I hope he won't be relevant. And then now he just pleaded guilty to that charge. He won't be relevant.
You know what? I think Johnny Manziel is playing in the wrong conference.
He's in the
SEC, and he's going to have a target on his back. In September 14th, when they play Alabama.
Oh, yeah. Y'all beat us last year in our house. Okay,
yeah,
here we go.
Yeah, yeah. That's going to be the same night as the Floyd Mayweather Alvarez fight, September 14th. So it's going down. It's going to be busy on that Saturday. Texas A&M is playing Alabama. I think that's going to be like the game of the year.
I'm a Big Ten guy, and I don't want to see no SEC school team for a minute. Not my team anyway, because we don't match up with them speed wise. I don't care with nobody. We don't match up with them.
What's your team? Michigan, right?
Yes, sir. It's like last year when Lacey went to go with the running and they get in the 4 or 5 yards. You get the 3 yards this way, 4 yards this way, and then all of a sudden they throwing 8 to 70 yard touchdowns and you down 12. You down 21-0 already.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness! Here we go. You know, so just keep the score close. Just keep the score close.
So what do you think? What do you think Devin Gardner is going to do out there for Michigan this year?
Well, he's going to be a more traditional quarterback than we had the last couple of years.
Oh, you know, talking about Mr. Al, Mr.
Yeah.
Offensive Weapon.
Yeah, he's going to be more traditional. He can drop back. He's got an arm.
Right.
With Devin. With Denard Robinson, he's
Denard Robinson,
my friend.
Right.
I love Denard. I love his athleticism. But when he gets a throwing, dropping back, two-step drop, three-step drop, I don't know who he's throwing it to.
Mm-hmm.
So you cross your fingers because it might be a middle linebacker standing right there. So,
yeah.
You know,
Michigan might be kind of all right this year. They got you got Notre Dame on September 7th at home. So you might pop off and start the season off 5-0. So, you know, it might be a little bit of hope up there in Michigan at the Big House.
I don't know. We have to just wait to see you play it.
Yeah, yeah. So, Kia.
Yes.
So back to you and your South Carolina Gamecocks. Your boy Jadeveon Clowney, is he gonna be Heisman worthy this year?
Say it again.
Jadeveon Clowney from South Carolina, is he gonna be Heisman worthy?
He's up there. I mean, I don't know if he's gonna win the Heisman, but he's up there. I'm sorry, I'm dropping something.
Did you watch the dishes? What's going on?
Huh?
I said, what are you washing dishes? What's going on?
No, I have to get something for my godmother because I'm at her house.
That's what it is. How you doing? How you doing? We on the radio right now. We on the air.
I know.
After the review, GQ Palace is in the building. What's going on?
I just think South Carolina going to do, he's going to do so much different things this season. And I do see South Carolina up there. I think when I saw Clemson up there, and I kept saying to myself, why didn't you put South Carolina up there? And then I said, maybe that's your list.
Yeah,
now,
exactly.
My list,
thank you.
I'm
you applaud that. That's my list.
Clemson.
There you go. All right. But I looked at this schedule too. This schedule's got, you know, if they could, you know, beat Georgia. If they could beat Georgia on September 7th, then you know we'll see where they at. You know. But again, like I said, Steve Spurrier, that's my dude. But when he was, you know, he was rocking when he was down in Florida. You know what I mean? Since he's been in South Carolina, you know, he's gradually getting them to take that next step. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I just don't see them right there as of yet. But let me talk about my Miami Hurricanes for a second.
What do you think about Josh Stewart?
I'm going to tell you about him when I finish talking about my Miami Hurricanes.
Oh, please.
My Miami Hurricanes.
You might even talk about the Duke, baby.
Duke Johnson.
They ain't going to see
about
no
the Duke,
daylight.
Baby.
No time.
Duke Johnson. That's right. My Miami Hurricanes, that's my team. That's who I've been rocking with.
They're
since 84.
Not gonna see no
daylight. That's my squad. Miami, we should have won. We should have been in the ACC championship game last year. But we put ourselves on that band. We banned ourselves.
You should have beat. Indeed, you should have had two more titles. That 0-1 title against Ohio
but
State.
We got enough titles. Don't worry. Come on now. We got enough titles, baby. Now, Ziggy. I got a title with Gino Toretta as my quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's
you
what I'm like, yo, my Miami Hurricanes is the truth. That's my squad right there.
Yeah,
but we're back in the building, though, man. We, you know, they try to play us out. you know, with this NCAA stuff, they try to figure out what they want to do or whatever. But my team ain't worried about that. We gonna be
what?
All right. We gonna represent that ACC.
I'm waiting for them to come out and say whatever they're gonna say. How bad
yeah.
is it gonna be? Is it gonna be?
They don't know what they
want to
say. They don't know.
What?
They don't know what they want to say.
Right,
they don't know what they
want to
say.
Now I'm starting to think that they don't want to say, because I'm trying to say, is it going to be as bad as USC or is it going to be what? I mean, like literally.
I mean, a lot of
Miami got hold. Miami, that guy, he was like, he was into a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
Ooh, big time.
But what were you asking me about? Who were you asking me about earlier?
I was asking you about Stewart down in Cowboys, Oklahoma State.
I just think that, you know, he could do his numbers. Oklahoma State, I'm just saying, like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But
no, I'm just only thinking of Josh Stewart as being, I'm only putting Josh Stewart. I know Oklahoma, but Josh Stewart. I like Josh Stewart.
Josh Stewart. You know, he could do his numbers. But I mean, Oklahoma State.
I mean,
he's not
better than Marquise Lee, I don't think. But, I mean, he's up there with Marquise Lee.
But I Oklahoma State, cause you know they're gonna be like one of them, you know, teams that's gonna be, you know, it's gonna be all about Texas, TCU, and Oklahoma as far as the Big 12 is concerned. Oklahoma State, you know, they're gonna take a step backward before they can, you know, get up there with them big boys right there, you know. But they got a couple of big games going up. They can win 9 games this season. They can win 9 games. Oklahoma State.
I can see them winning 9 games.
Mm-hmm.
They have who they play for their first game? I saw it too the other day.
Oklahoma State.
I scored the other day. I can't think.
Oklahoma State
the
first
other
game
day.
Is against Mississippi State, August 31st.
Okay. That's how I'm saying they started kind of good.
Yeah.
But like you said, they could win 9 games. But I do
and they
like
could win
Josh.
9 games. And, you know, they could get a bowl game. You know what I'm saying? But I just kind of like, I'm kind of excited about my team, you know, Miami Hurricanes this year. You know,
what are you excited about?
Because we should have been in the ACC championship game last year.
But what I'm saying
but
is you're not
going to
be
out.
You're
going to
be
even
excited
better.
About
Duke Johnson,
whatever. It's not even going. Yeah, it's going to be mute.
Duke Johnson,
mute.
Baby, is going. Duke Johnson is a Heisman candidate. Duke Johnson.
Yeah.
So our defense is on point. You know what I mean? We got the cat Shaquille. We got Denzel Perryman,
a
linebacker.
Y'all can do all this stuff with
yeah.
that one. You're gonna be the same
right.
boat like Ohio State was. But at least Ohio State's not the same boat you all gonna be in, but
nah, I mean we're not gonna win like 12 games or nothing like that, but we might win 10. I mean that's my magic number right there. We can win 10 games, I'll be happy. We won 9 last year. We was 9-3. You know, so I mean,
yeah.
we win 10 games this year. I'll be happy. I'll stick with my team.
Who the 3 games y'all lost last year? I can't remember.
Huh?
Who the 3 games y'all lost last year? I can't remember.
We lost to Virginia Tech.
Right.
Georgia Tech, and I think we lost to Virginia.
I like Virginia Tech's quarterback.
You can have him. How about that?
Oh, okay. But I don't know what I'm saying.
You can have him. You can have him, the cat Logan Thomas.
I like
Thomas.
Him. I
you
like Taj down in.
I'm satisfied with my quarterback. I'm good.
I like Taj down in Clemson. That's only reason because I like Taj down in Clemson, but I don't think he's going to be Carolina. I mean, you know.
You know,
I like Logan.
Yeah, he's all right, but he's all right. I was going to say he's all right, but he's not real. He's all right, but
no,
I'm sorry. I'm bugging out, man. Ask the first review is in the building, man.
646-200-3838.
Press 1 to get in on the conversation. Shout out to the listeners, man. We see you, man. But then you got the cat from Nebraska. I mean, it's a lot of nice quarterbacks out there, you know?
Yeah,
the cat from Nebraska, Taylor Martinez, I like him.
You know
what's
name from San
Jose State? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's
you got
good.
The TCU quarterback, Casey Pasha. And,
yeah.
and you got a lot of quarterbacks out there. The cat from Alabama, A.J. McCarron. I like him. I like Aaron Murray from Georgia.
Thank you, Leland. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
What is Georgia's? What is it? Cromwell? What is it? Cromwell?
Huh?
Hey, Mayor.
Yes, sir.
You see that arm from Kabir?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that.
I knew you was gonna
say that. You like that, right? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You said you like that. You like that. Why? And find out why he. Yeah. Why? Find out why he hit Robinson Cano.
I don't know.
I hope she asked him why he hit Robinson Cano. But yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Leland looking at the big picture. You see, Scherzer only had one in and he out.
Yeah.
Yep. Leland looking at the big picture. He's like, no, thank you. Come sit with me.
Make your little appearance and come have a seat. Yep. That's all you gotta do. But yeah, so it's a lot of quarterbacks that's in, you know, we mentioned, but nobody mentioned Teddy Bridgewater from Louisville. I think he's gonna be in the Heisman running. He had a good year last year, you know, and everybody's gonna have their eye on him. You know, and maybe Louisville can win that conference. They're gonna be in that new American Athletic Conference.
He's talking about something he didn't
what
mean
the
to.
Hell?
Did you hear what he just said?
Mm-mm.
He just said he didn't mean to. I guess the pitch got away. With a Yankees fan want to hear that?
No, I don't want to hear that.
We ain't gonna want to hear that tomorrow. Oh, they go. Oh, I can't wait till
next
week.
It's gonna be crazy. I'm gonna be mad. I need
I'm
to get on the phone with my with the Mets fans right
now.
Why are you trying to assassinate my man?
Yeah,
trying
to
assassinate Robinson Cano,
you know,
man.
The pitch.
I want to get Rock Nation on you. I know Rock Nation is upset right now.
I'm
you know
right
what I mean? We just signed this dude and he's running around getting hit by
pitches.
You know what I'm saying?
He probably can't even eat in a restaurant in New York City. They probably gonna look at him like, no, you gotta go.
He can't eat in the Bronx. He's gonna have to stay out there in Queens.
Hey.
He's gonna have to go to Archie Bunker House or something.
Hey, man.
Or Huxtables or something. He can't come to the crib.
You don't hit no Yankees.
Hey, Mayor.
What's up? Yeah.
You know who Sam remind me of? He reminded me of Randy Johnson, the way he
who?
Built. Sale?
Oh, Chris Sale?
Yeah,
Lanky.
Yeah.
From the White Sox. Yeah, man. So, we in the building, man. 8:50, Tuesday night. You know how we do. We here rocking with the All-Star Game, and we rocking with the best after further review. GQ Palace is in the building. Shout out to Big Rich in the building. Shout out to Miss Lavina holding it down behind the board. We got Key in the building. We got my man Ziggy all the way from Michigan. He just flew in from Michigan. I know his arms are tired and all that. But yeah, man, we here, man. So we're going to get into a little football, man, and riding on out. Kia, what's the latest update on your Pittsburgh Steelers there, bud?
They better be going to the Super Bowl. That's the latest one I know.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Wait a minute.
I can't wait
Ziggy,
to get,
Ziggy,
you know I can't
before,
wait to get up to pre-camp.
Ziggy, before I
you
get to
know
you, man,
I can't wait to spend 4 days
Ziggy,
up in pre-camp and watching my Steelers practice.
Ziggy, before I get to you, my dude, I just want to let you know, man, it's about to really, really go down. You have to bring your big boy pants and your hard hat because it's really going to go down, man. So we might have to pull out the mute button. That's how wild it gets over here, my dude. Well, I'm just saying. I'm just letting
I'm
you.
I'm letting you know what.
It ain't nothing personal, baby. It ain't nothing personal.
I know it ain't.
People love their team, with
the Steelers and everything, and my expectation of my team. But I just can't wait to get up to camp to watch these guys practice and to get into, like, you know, especially one thing I like about, I don't know about y'all, you know, y'all team players or how y'all interact, but one thing about the Steelers players, they interact with their fans because they know how tough their fans on them. And show
well,
them
I'm
how we act
I would love to be
like
a fly on the wall
with
and interact, see how
something.
Y'all interact with them this year.
Ike, with the
I would
year,
love
the
to
next,
be a fly on the wall
season,
for that.
The next season after Ike blew that coverage, you know, he shut down his, like, his Facebook, his Twitter account for, like, the first couple of months afterwards. But when he was down in camp, he was just, like, explaining to, you know, whatever. It was his whatever. Those fans didn't want to hear that mess. They didn't want to hear that mess. They didn't want to.
I'm starting it tonight. Ike Taylor's a bum. Ike Taylor straight is garbage.
He's a suspect. I don't think you call him a bum. He's a suspect. Yes, he blew that coverage.
Mr. Arm-tackle. Ike Taylor's a bum.
But you watch yourself how you call it.
How you going to let him? How you going to let
him?
Y'all don't want him. I'll take him.
How you gonna let Tim Tebow beat you, son?
You call him a subject, but let me call him up, come up on my team and call him my team
and
my corner and him a bum.
Hey, Ziggy.
I'm just saying, you don't want him, we'll take him.
Mr. Arm Tackle.
We got defensive back.
We
got defensive back that has no ball off the scale.
But I can only call him a bum. Not no outsider gonna call him no
bum.
And I feel you on that, and I say, and I feel you on that, and I say, we'll take him. You have no problem taking like that. I say.
And Mr. Ziggy, let me
tell you something, man. Now, the last 2 years, none of our defensive backs have ball hawking skills. The ball will be in the air, and that's it. It's a done deal.
Yes.
Ain't nobody trying to get to it. Ain't nobody trying to make a play on it. It ain't got no kind of. Our defensive backs are just like, oh my goodness, we on here, we go.
You still have a flashback from that New Orleans playoff game?
Yes, sir. I'm having flashbacks of that.
I remember Drew Brees was tearing y'all up.
I can't wait to see the Saints play, because you can tell. And I'm a big fan of Brees. I really am. I'm a big fan of him. You can see his whole, even though he put the yardage in, touchdown, where he had about 5,000 yards. He had about 42 touchdowns. But you can tell Peyton was missing from that whole concept of his. You can tell Peyton was missing because you got to give it to Peyton. He's up there with Belichick with play calling, because Peyton is one of those good play calling coaches.
Yeah,
I can't be giving New Orleans all that respect because they in my division.
I don't care about all of that.
I don't want to hear that. They in my division. I can't agree to none of that.
I mean, you know,
I can't co-sign none of that.
I can't wait to see that secondary you talk about Charles.
If that's the case, how you feel about Cam Newton saying he liked Atlanta only two times a year?
I don't have no problem with that, man. You know what I'm saying? Because
ain't
it's like,
you're in your division, though.
Yeah, I understand that, too. But look at it like this. You grow up as a fan of, like, the Detroit Tigers, right? That's your hometown team, right? And say you get drafted by the San Diego Padres. You know what I'm saying? You play for the Padres, but your hometown team is out. You know, your hometown team is the Detroit Tigers. You know you're going to stop liking the Tigers when you play for the Padres?
No.
You know what I mean?
Because today, especially today in this microwave society,
mm-hmm.
you got something on your mind and you say it, and you might be just bitten and you just put it out there. Everybody gonna eyeball it, speculate it, talk mess
right.
about
it. They gonna take it their own. Everybody gonna take it their own way and put their own spin on it.
I don't take things that way. My thing is, I don't care who you can root for, whatever. But you better not put on that team's hat. That's my thing.
But look at this,
I don't care who they root for.
But hold up. When Colin Kaepernick had on the Dolphins hat, everybody went crazy. But
right.
I didn't see the problem with it. Then, what about when the Pouncey brothers had on the Free Hernandez hat?
Oh, that ain't got nothing to do with it.
When I first saw it, I was like, they showing state support to their Florida brother.
Right, right.
And I looked at it. Everybody else want
to
make it like, you know, oh, my goodness.
Back caught at the ball. Harper makes the catch. Okay, yes. Yeah. So, I mean, they all went to Florida together. You know what I mean? And then maybe I thought there was some product that they were selling that they was giving away or whatever, some free Hernandez's or whatever. They was giving away free Hernandez. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But I don't see no problem with it. But again, like you said, you know, you have to really watch what you say and kind of edit what you say and scrutinize what you say before you put it out there, because somebody's going to take a different way. Somebody's going to take it a totally different way from how you mentioned.
The president of Ohio State had a whole conversation with somebody who was actually taping them.
You're right.
And he did, and all he had to do was just press in. Your life didn't change since.
Right. But Gordon G had a history of doing that, though. So he put himself in that position.
I'm just saying. But now it's like, okay, what you say? Okay, 10 minutes later, everybody else knew about it.
Yeah, I said this, but what I meant was, even like with the situation with, you know, how a lot of athletes, they, tweeted and, you know, expressed themselves in regards to the Zimmerman trial and how that turned out. It turned out they had to apologize. Why would you apologize for how you feel? Magic Johnson ain't apologize for how he feel. And Magic Johnson put it out there. He was like, that made me sick to my stomach. Magic Johnson ain't apologizing for nothing. So why should Victor Cruz have to apologize? Why should Roddy White have to apologize for how they feel?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It's crazy. You can't express how you feel, but you're supposed to express how you feel.
But everybody say free speech.
Yeah. everything ain't for everybody.
No, and I agree with Freak. My thing, like you going back to that hat. I'm not making a big deal over that hat with
right,
that helmet.
Right,
I'm just
right.
saying, but Ben would not walk around here with a Ravens hat or a Cleveland Brown hat on. This is what I'm saying. That's just like you. I'm a fan of Michael Vick. I'm a big fan of Vick. I like you, but I'm not gonna wear a Saints jersey.
Right.
I'm not gonna wear a Vick jersey, but I'm a fan of Vick. I'm a fan of. I don't care if you be a fan of any individual player. My brother is the biggest shoe fan, but he's still a fan. But he loves shoe fan. He's a big shoe.
Right.
He loves Domico. So you know what? Somebody just threw up on him a suit jersey, and it got back to me with a text that you just keep suit jersey. So he got a Nebraska. He got a Lions suit. A Lion. I said, what if I have a Lion jersey? And he's still a fan. And then I texted my brother. I said, "You put that jersey on." And my brother was like, "He found it. Somebody told me he won't put that jersey on because he know if my brother put that, he had to worry about me talking sports with him. He better not put that jersey on. You don't put no other team jersey on. You
guess,
a fan of some
I guess
team?
he's been duly warned.
Yes, he's been duly warned. Please, okay,
no
man.
Doubt.
Serious.
Okay, all right.
Is it that serious though?
I don't know.
I forgot what I was saying. Yeah,
I mean,
man.
To break ties with your brothers is that serious? You gonna stop talking to him because he got a suit jersey on?
I'm not gonna start talking. I'm not gonna talk football with him.
What
I'm
about
not gonna
this?
Start
what
talking
about,
to him.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you your opinion about this.
You got, why would he
hold
wear?
On.
Why
hold
would
on,
he wear
on,
a Detroit
second.
Lions jersey? He is still a fan.
One second.
He got Steelers
all
on his truck. He got Steelers carved in his rims. Why would he put on a Lions jersey? Are you
because
kidding me?
Is. He can wipe his butt with it if he want to. That's his. He can do
what
he
can
do with it.
That's what he
right.
can do. He can do it. I don't care what he does with it. He better not even put it on his butt. I mean, I don't care what he does with it. He got it.
Right.
Now he got it in this little frame. He got it in this little frame now.
Okay. But
yeah.
let me ask you a question. There's a guy, you know the guy that owns the Cleveland Browns? He's a Steelers
mm-hmm.
fan. He's a Steelers fan.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
So, I mean, like, you know, really, does it really matter? He's
yes,
he owns the Cleveland
matter.
Browns,
that,
and he's a Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it matters to me, and I'm not the only one. I know some diehard fans. Maybe it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it doesn't matter. But like I said, I'm a big fan of Michael Vick, but I would never put on the Vick's jersey.
You know what I don't understand,
I'm
though?
I'm a big fan
are...
of Drew Brees, but I'm not going to put on the Drew Brees jersey. I'm not
mm-hmm.
going to put it, but if I get that jersey, I would not put on Michael Vick's jersey. Why would I?
Right.
But you know what I don't understand, though? I you get all these fans, and they talk, they want to use word bandwagon, blase, sleep, bandwagon. Okay, and then they want to say loyalty. You're not loyal to your team. But what I don't understand is, if why should we be loyal if the player's not loyal? Why should we
well,
be loyal
because...
if the owners, but what I'm saying is, everybody always, they want you to walk the line, like, okay, like you said, I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. No,
right.
I'm not using you as an example, kid, but it just happens to happen because you got six Super Bowl rings. We got six Super Bowl rings. I'm a Steelers fan, and I don't want nobody else, none of my family members to have nobody else merchandise on. Wow, really? You know.
One thing about in my family and any diehard family that had football before you young, that was embedded in us.
But
my
that's,
nieces
that's
and nephews,
cool.
they grew
but
up.
I don't care who you like.
Because their
you,
parents, their daddies, my brothers, all my brothers
like
are diehard Steelers fans.
What's wrong with admiring another team, though? What's wrong with admiring another team?
It's like,
I admire another team big time, but I'm not wearing their paraphernalia. There's
okay,
nothing wrong
so,
with admiring another team. I'm a big fan of a lot of players, but I'm not putting on their jersey.
Right. I mean, to me, it's like, it's a team.
I got a lot of respect for the Lions. Lions defense, because I like certain players on the Lions, but I'm not wearing their jersey. I see the Lions making a playoff. I do hope the Lions make a playoff, but I'm not going to put on near one of them jerseys.
Let me tell you something. As a Lions, you say I don't bring, and Mayor, you say I don't bring enough, you know, I don't bring enough fire for my team, and deep down, I really do love these cats. I've been watching these cats for the longest.
Right.
We done wasted one of the greatest running backs I ever saw career, period. Just wasted
but
his career.
You know what though? But you know what? Let me have a floor
I've
for a second.
I've been down this road
before.
You gonna have to show me.
Let me have a floor for a second,
too.
Yo. Let me have a floor for a second. It's like this with me. It's like this. Yo, if you like a team, and I'm gonna say it like this. You like Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I like Tampa Bay. If we got a quarterback that sucks. Or a quarterback that was great, I still like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. If we got a running back that's great or running back that sucks, I still like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know what I'm saying? I like my team. Like, you're going to have players that come and go. You know what I'm saying? And they'll make your team better. They'll make your team worse. You
I'm
still like
you
your team.
I'm about to show you something else about Calvin. Calvin is the best wide receiver right now, drop dead right now. Right now, number one to me in my eyes. The only thing I don't like about his game is do he want to win bad enough? Because I see other people slacking on the team, and he would just go do one of Barry's numbers, and after he show out, he would go sit down on the bench. I'm used to, I want to see him get up in somebody's face like Michael Irvin and Emmitt did. I
but
want to
you
see
can't,
him
you
say,
can't
oh,
get,
no, I'm
you're not
going
to get that because he's not worried about the team concept. He's worried about getting his 2,000 yards.
I understand
that,
but what's wrong with you saying, dude, do your job. Say something, you know. I mean, it's, instead of you killing yourself like this, you, everybody got to pull their weight. We all grown. We all making money out here. We all,
right.
This is a grown man thing. And for you to line up against somebody and be in a car wreck 50, 60 times a game at 30 miles an hour and get your butt whooped every play is not manlike. I don't understand that. Where do you just sit there and say, hold on, dude, this guy is tearing my tail up. Let me do something.
But what does that have to do with you not liking your team, though?
No, because
liking,
I would say,
you know,
no, 50 because
teams. If you like a team, you like a team. You know that, you know.
Because
you know,
I
the
dissect
background
my
of your team.
Like no other.
You know how
I
many championships
them.
Your team got. You know, important moments in your team history. If you just rocking with every good team that you see, you rock with, then you're a bandwagon fan. Every
bandwagon
that comes out, if you feel like that's a positive one, that people are going to gravitate towards you, and you can gravitate towards people because they're a fan of that team, you're going to hop on it. If a team,
you
can't rock with no losing teams. That's a bandwagon fan. He don't got
no
losing teams.
Like. You know what
he
I want this year?
All his teams got championships. That's not feasible, and it's not possible.
Hey.
And it's not even probable. You know what I'm saying? Because I like my Yankees, right? I've been liking my Yankees, loving my Yankees for utter. We got mad championships, yo. When we're down, I'm down with them.
Yeah.
Even this year, I didn't even pick them to win the division.
But you
every
but
other year, I picked the Yankees.
Would,
exactly
you
my
would, you would say what's wrong with them. You'd be like, no, they picked it. But when you say that, somebody else be like, man, why you say that?
Because it's just
speaking
the truth.
You know what I'm saying? You're not a fan now.
No,
I am a fan.
I can admit I am probably the worst. I'm the worst, especially me as a still a fan. And people like, say for instance, my brother, his new girlfriend.
No, we
haven't
talked about your brother. We talked about your brother enough. We gonna talk about you.
No.
You are the worst still
a
fan I've ever seen in my life.
Listen to
me.
I don't think people should.
You are the worst still
a fan
I ever seen in my life.
No, I'm talking about being a fan of a team. I'm talking about when you're engrossed to that fan and you become a fan because you know that team and everything.
Right.
You're just not gonna jump on the bandwagon and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people should just be a fan because somebody else is a fan.
Right.
I don't think because you say, oh well, Kia fan is Steelers, I'm gonna be a fan of Steelers. No.
Yeah. Why are you a fan of the Steelers? And you can't tell me just because he's a fan of the Steelers. You know
so
what I mean? You got to tell
saying.
Me something
I'm thinking,
about it.
I'm thinking people cannot be fan of the team because somebody else is a fan of the team when you don't know certain
anything
things
about the
an organization or whatsoever.
Right,
I think you have to learn that team instead of just jumping on because we all rooting for the Steelers or we all rooting for the Tampa Bay or we all rooting for the Lions. No!
If you're not into it, then, you know, you can root from a distance. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'm not saying that.
But when
you
sit at the table and you have a conversation about what Stafford did last week or you didn't like the routes that so-and-so was running or maybe Palomalu took a different angle or tried to hit somebody, you just have those type of conversations. That's the conversations that fans have.
He looks good. He lost a lot. He lost some weight. His knee is healthy, but he looked good. I can't wait to see him next month. I can't wait to see how
you know what I'm saying? So,
Mayor, go ahead. Mayor.
Yeah. Yes.
When watching the game last year, I used to always say, damn, Stafford got the worst. And I used to always say it. I used to visit and say, damn. I used to watch him on every down. And I used to say, man, he got the worst footwork mechanics I ever saw in my life. Strong arm, but he's going to get somebody killed one of these days. Because the way he the type of stuff Calvin got to do to catch these type of balls.
Matthew Stafford
put himself in certain positions that he don't even need to be in.
Mm-hmm.
For example, he will run a play and will run to the end, right to where a defensive back is standing at. And instead of trying to run away from him, he'll stop. he'll be like 5 or 6 yards away from him and throw sidearm.
He thinks he's a gunslinger.
He thinks he's a gunslinger, man.
And his mechanics and stuff.
He reminds me so much of Brett Favre. I feel like Mike Holmgren sometimes. You know how Mike Holmgren used to. Brett, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
But at the end of the night, it looks good. But I'm like, oh, my. Yeah, okay, you got us 400 yards. But at that 400 yards, we didn't have no running game. We was down 21-0. I look at things like this.
Right.
Reason why you had 400 yards because you was already down 21-0, man.
Right.
You know, I mean, goodness, you ain't doing that when the fourth quarter get here, pick six back the other way, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my goodness, are you serious? And everybody wants to jump up because all they see is the numbers. Man, this is more about numbers than this.
You put up numbers
but that's all I'm trying to say. You put up numbers. Watch the game. Watch the game. This cat gonna kill somebody. Watch the game.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, the numbers look good. Yeah, okay. But did you see how he just threw this sidearm and damn near broke his arm and he threw off his back foot?
But that's your man though.
I know, and I critique him. He was doing that in Georgia.
When he was at Georgia, he was doing that. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, you know, Staff. That's who he's gonna be. Who he is?
I think it's a different. Once the offensive coordinator, I don't know who the offensive coordinator, but I know Gunther. Like I was looking at what Gunther was talking about with his defensive and how he's gonna use Ziggy now, and he was trying to put in the place, and they were talking about, somebody else was talking about the Vikings, about how, you know, how relevant are the Vikings going to be with Ponder, and you know, the last game in the playoffs, but you can't blame the Vikings for losing that game, you know, the next week up in Green Bay, because Ponder didn't really play in it. Did you see how Webb was throwing that ball, and how he was playing, and you know, they were talking about how AP had to, like, carry the team this year. I don't know. He had, like 100 yards in that playoff game.
I don't see it. With Percy Harvin leaving like that, going to Seattle?
I'm not.
That's a lot of speed.
To me, that's just a Viking fan talking. I'm not worried about the Minnesota Vikings. Hold on. Christian Ponder not putting no fear in nobody's heart. If Adrian Peterson talk about getting 2,500 yards, where the hell does that put Christian Ponder at?
Yeah,
how many yards he going to have?
I'm going to put us on our back.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't worry about the Vikings, Joe. I mean, to me, it's still kind of early yet to be talking about that. But if I'm talking about it right now, I'm not worried about Minnesota because they're putting too much stock into AP. You know, he got 2,000. He can get 2,500 now.
What do you want to do with Christian Ponder? If you want to use some stock, you got some extra cash, and you want to invest in a running back, you can invest in AP and put that money in there. Yeah, I would go for that. You can't put stock in AP. I'm not gonna denounce that. Come on now.
Give me a quarterback that's efficient, that won't lose me games, and I'll take him every time.
They're not even going to worry about that. If Adrian Peterson don't get his touches, that's going to be the first thing.
Well,
they're going to make sure he gets his touches first.
But you know what thing about it? You can put how many people you want to put in the box for eight. I've watched games, and one thing I like about it, I've watched games where they try to – Even with Brett Favre, any quarterback that had to play against or defense that had to play against AP, they always look when they put the guys up in the box. And how you see games, especially that Green Bay game, that last game, he just made them look like, yeah, okay, come stop me if you want to stop me. Almost 200 yards. He had 200 yards on them. He makes them look good. He's relevant.
Of course he's relevant, but I don't think he's 2,500 yards relevant.
We're going to see.
He ain't 2,500 yards relevant,
I
tell you that much.
I don't
much.
Think so either. That's hell. That's like 150 yards a game.
But I'm saying if you want to invest
stock
or whatever,
Bear?
You can put some money AP. Let me tell you
what's
something.
What's the average on that,
Bear?
2,500 yards?
Yes.
Hold on one second. Hold on.
That's like 100. That's close to 25,
150,
probably
the 1. It's
156.
Wow, really?
156 a game.
You're asking a lot.
So for every 290-yard game he has, you know what I mean, he got to balance that off because, you know, he might have a game where he have 86, 105, you know what I'm saying? So we got to have a couple of those real heavy games, to balance off the, you know, the light games, but he's got to average 156 for the season to get 2,500.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's going to have
I'm telling y'all,
gonna,
I'm going to tell you
gonna be a workhorse on his body. He's not going to have 2,500.
I'm going to tell you who's going to lead the league in rushing this year is going to be Jamaal Charles.
From Kansas City?
Kansas City.
Kansas City's
going to
give Denver Broncos so much problems.
Yes, sir. They're going to be the surprise team this year.
They're going to give the Denver Broncos so much problems. You know what I'm saying? And I think that,
Alex,
you know,
Smith,
that
ain't got
Andy
to look over his shoulder now. Alex
Andy
Smith, that ain't got to look
ready.
Over his shoulder.
Uh-oh. What's that? Miguel. Miguel just took one to the alley. Harper brings it in. That's Miguel with a stand-up double. Okay.
My favorite baseball,
you know,
all-star game, huh?
He hit for the, he hit all, man, this cat hit all around the field. He don't mind,
yeah.
He mind going left. He don't mind going right. Right center, okay, no problem.
Yep. Miguel Cabrera, but he needs some lessons on how to dress, though. He was looking like like Ricky Ricardo out this one. Some seersucker pants. But, yeah, man, Adrian Peterson, I mean, He probably could get 2,000 yards again, but 2,500, that's a little bit too much
to
ask.
I'm not saying he's going to. This is his expectation. But my thing is, when they were talking about it, you can, ponder and all this. AP is still relevant no matter what. Who's at the helm? He's still
right, of course. You can't sneeze at
so
AP.
So you can't, if you, regardless of what they're going to put up against AP, what defense going to, whatever, can't no eat defense because
I don't even think I would want a defense to know I want to run.
And he just made defense come and chase him.
In today's game, where everything get out so fast, I wouldn't even tell the defense I'm trying to get 2,500.
You put a target on your back.
That's a target right
there.
You
put a target on your back, but then you don't want to talk about that either because you don't want people talking about you having a bounty on somebody.
The game is hard. The game is hard by itself.
Right.
No. You in a car crash 30, 40, 50 times a game.
Right.
Bumping your head going at 25, 30 miles
that's
an hour.
That's the case.
Oh my, are you
that's
serious?
Something like somebody saying if Bush was to say he getting 2,000 yards, please, I wouldn't believe that word crap. With
and
AP
I,
say
and
he's
me as
to
a
drive,
Ryan fan,
and AP
and
trying
to
say
Ryan
he getting
fan,
2,500,
show me.
I bet my money on AP getting his 2,500 than any other running back.
And me as a Lions fan, if Bush said that, I would say show me.
I mean, as far as that, you know, that might be a thing that if that works out, the Detroit might can, you know, make some noise. But, again, like
you know
we were just talking. Hold on, wait a minute.
We 6-0, we up under the radar, and everybody, oh, okay.
Hold up.
That's right, Lions.
Yo, check this out. I think that the Detroit Lions, man, if Reggie Bush, you know, talks like he's talking right now, what does that say about Matthew Stafford and trying to get Calvin Johnson 2,000 yards?
Mm-hmm. I think you need to balance the offense,
so,
man.
If he's running for all of them yards and Calvin Johnson's catching for all of them yards, that means Detroit Lions are beating some teams. So
I hope we don't get off into no high score, no shootouts every night, every game.
Right.
You look up, it's 41-30.
Saved by the bell. Thank you very much. We got the brother Johan in the building. What's going on? Welcome to the biggest show, my dude. What's happening?
What's good, man? What's good, man?
Yeah, what's going on, my G? Welcome to the show. What's happening?
Oh, man, glad to be on the show. I was like, let me make sure I support my brother.
That's what it is, man. We appreciate you.
I'm listening to y'all talking that talk. I want to say this, though, man. I love Adrian Peterson.
Right.
The focus on him is going to be ridiculous after he made everybody look foolish last year.
Thank you.
To even get 2,000 yards, which we all know is phenomenal, is going to be a yeoman's job for him, and he has to stay healthy. And I just don't think Christian Ponder enough to let him do what he needs to do.
And coming back from a knee injury with, you know, less than a year later and all that, you know, he did his thing. But, I mean,
because
again,
he
you know,
feel
again.
This time. You know,
right.
He didn't feel it last time, but he may feel it this time. It's under
right. Right. And again, you know, the Vikings, I mean, what else they got going for them?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Said, like Percy Harvin is gone.
I don't understand,
you know,
that right there, letting Percy go.
You know,
but they put Jennings in that spot. I'm not saying Jennings is going to be doing. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying. I didn't say that. I'm just saying with the pieces,
big
whatever.
Boy,
but I don't
big
see.
Boy.
I just think, you know, we just got to wait and see, but I don't think with AP still being healthy, the Vikings, what I'm saying, the Vikings are relevant. I'm not saying that they're going to, I'm just saying with AP still there and healthy,
right,
the Vikings
right.
are relevant.
Right,
because,
of course,
because
yeah.
you can put, you can put how many of you want to put up in a box against AP? I got seen games and I watched all those
but
games.
But again, if you
like,
stop, if you shut him down, if you shut him down, what are you?
Who
what
else?
Then what else is there?
That?
What else is there?
Well, you know what? I don't think AP is worried about being.
Well, Kia, he asking you if you shut AP down for a game. Can
of
you?
Course,
can
there's
you
nothing
trust,
else to do.
Can you trust? Can, okay,
well,
let me
that's
ask
the
you
problem.
A different. Well, let me ask you a different question. Then let me ask you a different way. Can you? Do you trust Christian Ponder in helping you and saving and dropping back 30 times a game and putting it on his shoulders for a game?
Christian Ponder,
at
from
all.
Florida State, that dude, yeah. Christian Ponder.
Can anybody say yes or
no?
No?
The answer to that is no.
I don't trust Christian Ponder. What did he have? That what did he have? Was it the game?
Okay,
the game
do you
before?
Trust him, kid?
He,
do you trust
he had
him?
Three touchdowns, but he had three touchdowns in that game. But I mean, I don't trust Christian Ponder.
Thank you. Can we applaud that? She finally got the answer out. Thank you very much. All right. All right. Thank you very much. That's what we were looking for. We have some lovely parting gifts for you. There you go. All right. But, yeah, that, I mean, I, again, Kia, you're absolutely right. Adrian Peterson is that dude, hard body karate and all that. But, again, if you can, if you put the people in the box and you shut Adrian Peterson down, Christian Ponder is in trouble.
Do you trust yeah. Christian Ponder?
Christian Ponder's in trouble. You know what I'm saying?
I,
so, I mean, yeah, you're right. But, I mean, you know, I mean, to me, that was just a Viking fan talking. I ain't mad at that either. You know what I'm saying? But come on, yo.
Yeah,
know?
I'm not
I
mad
mean,
at him either. At least they got something to look forward to.
And if you're that, if you thinking that, okay, the Vikings going to compete with Green Bay, so that just shut Detroit and Chicago Bears off the picture. We don't forgot about Jay Cutler and Brandon Marshall?
Right, right.
You know
point.
What I'm saying? Even though Brian Urlacher is gone or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You just going to disregard,
they
you just
won
disregard
10
Jay Cutler?
Chicago ain't nothing to sneeze at. They won
right,
10 games
right.
and still ain't getting in the playoffs.
You're just going to,
yeah.
you're not going to disregard Jay Cutler, you know? And he got the, you know, he got that dude, that their new coach, Mark Trestman. So
yeah.
they're going to have some fireworks popping off out there in
Chicago.
You remember
Mark Trestman was he was the brain trust of the 49ers when they used to win all the Super Bowls back in the early
they was winning them Super Bowls in the 90s. They was doing their thing. But, I just think that, you know, the Vikings, you know, I hope that Adrian Peterson can have a decent season. When I say decent, a decent season for Adrian Peterson for me is not 2,000 yards. A decent season for me, for Adrian Peterson, would be like, what, 1,800 yards, 18. Maybe 20 touchdowns, maybe 900 yards receiving.
Hell, that's probably still lead. That's probably still
you know what I'm saying?
Yards.
So, I mean, if he could do that.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's better than decent. That's a great
year. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Right. You know, and another thing, I'm going to say, Johan, Kia, and my man Ziggy, the other thing I'm going to say about that is that he better be happy running on that AstroTurf because as of 2016, you know the Vikings going back outside, right?
Outside. That's where they needed to be in the first place.
The Vikings going back outside.
They need to go back to the hospital.
Yes.
They need to
That's
let
right.
the teams come.
That's
they
right.
need to let teams come in November and December and see how cold
it like is. Like it used to be.
Like
with
it
Fred
used to
Tarkenton
be.
And Chuck Foreman and all of that. You
and
know
Brad
what I mean?
Grant. When I think of
Minnesota,
you know what I'm saying?
When I think of the Metro,
the old Met Stadium, I think of Bud Grant.
Right, Bud Grant, the Minnesota Vikings, yeah, with
right.
Fred Tarkenton and Chuck Foreman. Yeah, the old Vikings.
So is this Rodney Z that caused all that trouble in the sports group?
Yeah.
That's right. That's the famous Rodney Z. Yes, sir. That's the famous Rodney Z in
What's
the building.
What's up, Rodney Z, causing all that trouble?
Who are you,
I
big fella?
Kia got with you a couple of times.
We got with each other. We got with each other.
Yes.
He hold her on. She hold her on. But let me tell you something. One thing I do respect about the reason why I do mess with her is because she can talk sports instead of. Instead of coming out with a whole lot of gulu, gaga, and ain't saying nothing, you know, because you got to the point now where most people get on there and just say anything that ain't even sports related.
Right.
Like, huh?
Yeah.
You're like,
right.
What?
Right.
The only thing about me is, and I mean, you know me, I'm biased when it comes to, you know, who.
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
I can roll with the best of them.
Word
it's
up.
It's good when somebody comes up with something serious sports to talk about.
Yeah.
As opposed to kind of the same typical thing.
But then you know that somebody.
Well, can I tell y'all something? When I see conversations of number 24 and number
six.
I'm sorry, I'm just skipping over them. Because everybody is like sheep. They're doing the same thing. And I notice it's not the old heads that's doing that. It's the cats
that just started
within the last 3 weeks to a month.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Bring up the same conversation.
It's like basketball season is over.
I'm like, dang, didn't we just had this conversation about 2 months
ago.
I got to tell you, man, when you and the man go at it, man, y'all crack me up, man.
That's crazy.
When you and the man go at it, y'all start doing it. I'm like, that's hilarious.
when I go at it with who?
With the man.
Oh, okay. Okay, you know what it is.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, you know what it is. But it's all good, though, man.
It's all good.
You know what I'm saying?
I got respect for the man, and he talking about my spelling, and I dig it. I like putting on a. Hey, let me tell you something. Sometimes I like wearing a black hat. I like playing the Bill and Beer role, being an a-hole for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Just to yank somebody's chain to see where they're coming from.
Yeah. I figured that out about you. That's what you do. You be wearing the black hat
like Adam Cartwright on Bonanza.
Exactly. I don't think I'd be disrespecting nobody though.
I ain't saying that. I'm just bugging out.
My first couple of times, I used to be like, "Yo, what's wrong with this cat right here?" And then I saw peeping, and I said, "Oh, he just like to poke the bear."
Right. But yeah, it be some people in there, man. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But I learned that I have to be kind of like, you know, keep people at a distance. You know what I'm saying? If they, you know, not really on that level of talking, just let them be them. You know what I mean?
Ignore them.
And some people say stuff just for attention. You know what I mean?
When I was talking about the head of the sports room, and I was talking about the new sheriffs in town, the old sheriffs in town, I was really poking at you to try to get you to come to say something, Mayor. Recognize these cats as these dudes ain't all they doing is talking about each other.
I learned my lesson, man. I gotta let people be who they be, because if I come at them and they say something slick, I'm coming at them hard body karate, my dude.
Okay.
Yesterday, the dude, whatever his name is, Joshua tried to play me, and I wasn't having that. And it don't even start out as that, but it turns into that because, first of all, you don't know what you're talking about. And second of all, you don't know who you're talking to. But I don't want to go on that level like I'm better than you or nothing. I just, like I said to him yesterday, you keep talking that, calling me all the names, the people are looking at this. Okay?
Yeah.
They're looking at you, and I'm not coming at you like that. I'm coming at you slick, because I can talk real slick.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And nothing that about talking is going to go past this. I'm never going to see you, never going to see me. But everybody see how articulate or less than articulate you are.
Exactly.
He was like, oh, you know what? I made a mistake. No, you didn't make a mistake. You showed everybody exactly who you was.
Okay. Do you remember when I made that comment about a couple of weeks ago and you jumped down my throat, you and Kia jumped down my throat? You and some guy was getting into it, and I think he said something to you. And I was like, and I made a comment. I was like, wow. I said, Mayor, Mayor's on your head now. And you just went
ballistic.
Like I was
talking about
something
sexual. I looked at that. I was like, yo, hold up, son. Wait a minute. You could have put that a different way.
I might have worded it wrong. And then Kia said, look, man, look what you look. And when Kia came along and said,
put that a different way.
What you just said. And I said, okay, I get it.
This is what y'all had me laughing, though.
Right, right, right.
Screaming because the man just said you could have worded it another way. And see, Rodney, you went crazy with it, man. Then the man had to come up. I was like, yo, they went left on that one.
I see where they were going when she finally said, look back up. But I wasn't saying it like that. I was saying it like, okay, you say something stupid in front of Kia and the mayor, they're going to be on your ass.
I came out wrong and they both came at me.
He spilled blood in the water. That's what I was trying to say.
You could have kicked that a little different.
I could have said it a little different, but I wasn't trying to disrespect you.
Nah, but it's all good, though, man. Love is love all the time, man. But you know what?
I was just trying to say you're a heavy hitter, and watch out. Don't just say anything
Respect, man, all day. But you know what? It's a thing. Back to the topic about the room, yo. It's a lot of people in there, again. Like, I don't really, you know who they are or whatever. I'm not in there as much as I used to be or whatever because, like you said, the conversation get kind of stagnant.
Yeah.
And when you try to throw different, you try to even approach with different topics, people don't respond to that.
They won't respect it. The only way you're going to catch a real sports fan, if I say something about baseball, if I say something that ain't nobody else talking about and somebody pick up on it, then I'm like, okay, here we go. You know, but if it's the same thing, LeBron, Kobe, Mike, I'm tired of hearing the conversations, man.
It's like we should have put a moratorium on. You can't speak about either one of them.
I was thinking about that, man.
About Kobe fans get mad. You say something about LeBron fans get mad. You say about the
Hold on. Everybody can't talk at one time. Just one person talk at a time.
I think somebody put something up here like that. My thing is, you know me, yeah. I love the guys from sports. You know that's all I do. I love to listen or whatever. But my thing is, this Kobe, you know, LeBron, I don't care. I don't care who don't like Kobe. But, you know, I'm going to take something just to start some message because, you know, for the day.
I'm talking about the cats that be saying like, well, there's a rumor. My sources have told me that so and so invented the question mark or some crazy stuff like that. Like, what does that got to do with
this from?
Price
Where do you get
China?
This from?
Nothing,
dude. And then you know what kills me?
Exactly.
When somebody says a possible trade about to go down, a trade that ain't gonna never happen.
And like I said, I made a post yesterday. I said, like, yo, if you don't bring nothing of value to the group, it's not about nobody would don't like you or whatever. What are you bringing to the group of substance?
Hold on one second.
Let me have the floor for a second. I don't have that in After Further Review. And I don't care if it's five members in there, 25 members in there, or 30 members in there. Those other groups that be having thousands of members and, oh, we got 1,000, that's fine. Because you got 1,000 members contributing a bunch of garbage to your group every day with all these crazy pictures and Photoshop and all that innuendo, okay?
Exactly.
I don't have that on After Further Review, and that's fine. We talk serious. You know what I'm saying? So no disrespect to what goes on in the other groups, but it's just it dilutes the product. It makes people not want to participate because they don't know if they're going to get cussed out, if they're going to get threatened. You know what I mean? These cyber thugs and these, you know, keyboard killers. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Real talk is about 20 people in that room that if I see their name on my notification at any time, and IKEA and the Inmate Times, man, like I said, we don't even see eye to eye. But one thing I can say, you do get my interest. Like, damn, what did she say? Because she had to say something real. You know what I'm saying? She had to say something.
Right.
So she had to say something that was of value. She brought
something different
to the table. You know, okay. And if I don't agree with it at the time, because I've been skipping over a lot of stuff, because everybody been coming with so much different craziness that I'd be like, oh my goodness.
And if you say something, Mayor,
I know that somebody it got to be a very interesting conversation because y'all two wouldn't even get into the conversation.
And that's all it is, man. I don't really even get into it. No disrespect to nobody because, like we was talking about it earlier. People are real sensitive. So you have to kind of preface your conversation with, like, no disrespect to nobody. X, Y, and Z. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. And like, I get tired of doing that. So it's like, you see the conversation gravitating towards a certain direction, you try to take it somewhere else. You know what I mean?
And I'm trying to figure out what part of the game becomes when you can't win a sports debate with somebody, you turn into name calling.
Right.
The most ridiculous thing, to me, because it's a perfect sign of weakness because now you can't say anything, so now you're going to resort to name calling.
But you know how I do it? You know how I try to do it? I try to, when it get down to that, I try to make jokes about myself then. Mm-hmm. I try to turn it around on myself and be like, okay, I've been watching all these years for nothing. Okay, thank you. You know,
right.
Something like that. Or I'll,
right,
I'll
right.
just let it go, you know, just, okay, whatever you say, okay. And Mayor, he comes with the best. He comes with that dot, 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 dot,
I love that joint. It kills me, though. I'm about to patent that.
I'll be wrong.
I'm about to patent that. You know what I mean? He's going to be like, what does that mean? I'm not telling you.
I'm not telling you. I'm like, there you go. I say, there you go. There you go.
This is what's so funny about the mayor, though. When they start with the mayor don't ever let him off the hook.
Listen.
It'd be three fourths later or something else, and the mayor's still blasting them. That kills me every time. That kills me.
I ain't forget you, but
the killing thing about it,
they picked the wrong one. They thought they changed the subject. Like, nah, dog, I'm back on you from that nonsense you said.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yo, like that dude, Ralph Wood. I'm like, yo, real talk. He was trying to crush me, man. I was like, okay, all right, I got you. Then it came back after the situation. I was right or whatever. Now he want to try to cop a plea. Nah, son. No.
Exactly. Because one thing is, you don't have to be disrespectful. If you're wrong, or if somebody they educate you. Take that.
Right.
Yes, take the education. Do you remember the first time, man, you bump heads? I sure do.
And I was correct on it with
me. Adam Jones, down the left field line. Extra bases for that's my man, Adam Jones. Thank you very much.
Mayor, you remember the first time you bumped heads?
It's one guy in the American League. Top of the fifth.
Do you remember our first debate when we bumped
yes,
heads?
Sir.
Up?
Yep.
Michigan, remember the Michigan Panthers?
Michigan Panthers, that's right.
And I was
that's
like,
right.
and
right.
I was so, what happened was, with that conversation,
and,
I was sitting there doing something.
Z, you was saying, wait a minute, one second, Z, I need you to have the floor by yourself, my dude, so I need you to explain to the people out there in Radio Land what happened. There you go.
Okay. You had went through one of your long, you had went through reviews.
Uh-huh.
And I noticed it was, I was like, dang, you know, it's kind of neat and organized and everything, and he know what he's talking about. So we know that. But, man, why is this a book? You know what I'm saying? Not knowing who I was talking to at the particular time. And he comes back and says, man, you know anything about the Michigan Panthers? I said, damn, Michigan Panthers? I was like,
the first USFL champion.
Exactly. I'm sitting there, and I'm only thinking about the first championship, and I broke out, and I said two. So, Mayor breaks out and said, no, you're wrong, son. Go back and Google YouTube.
Yes.
And he slapped
yes.
me in the face when he said, go back to YouTube, because I don't YouTube nothing. So,
yes, yes.
He went back and said, YouTube, and I was like, hold on. I think I do need to go YouTube. I
remember this stuff like it was yesterday.
Like
I knew it was like Michigan. I remember the Michigan Panthers, the Philadelphia
exactly.
Stars, and Baltimore. They won. It was three of them.
Exactly.
So and
you
it was like, nah, it was like, come on, yo.
Well,
and then it started going left a little bit.
But this was the funny thing, right? At that time, that's when you did apologize. Z, you were like, yo, my bad, and the mayor wasn't letting it go. At one point, Z, you responded. You were like, yo, but didn't I apologize already? I already said that. Like,
I was like,
wasn't letting it go. And I knew you was in trouble when you did it. I was like, oh, he don't know the mayor.
But I didn't back down. I gave him respect, though. I didn't feel anybody.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. And that was good debate. That's good debate because if you're wrong, because you don't have to be crushed. But some
right.
people, you got to crush because they get ridiculous.
Yeah, man.
If you're wrong, you're wrong. You acknowledge it. You're like, you know what?
Right. Yeah, you
and
know,
it was
and,
all good.
And there's nothing wrong with being wrong. And
he told me, you know what, the first thing he told me, when I apologized, he said, man, now when you come back off your break and finish YouTube, and he said you pick your face up off the floor, come back and talk to me. I was like, wow.
Come back and holler at your boy.
And he said, dot, dot, dot.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Yes, he did. I remember
oh,
I was
man.
Screaming.
But, yeah, man, you know
screaming.
What I'm saying? But it's I love this sports thing, man. You know, I can talk it inside
too.
Out, man. It's no disrespect or no slight on nobody else, man. But it's just, you know, I have certain people tell me that, oh, well, you must be a writer. I wish I was. Real talk.
Yes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
My boy
into it like
to be
that.
One.
You know what I mean?
You need to be some kind of sportscaster.
I wish, and I just love doing this, man. You know what I mean? And it's
sports,
like,
man.
This is a situation where if somebody catch you out there, it's over for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This
but you know
thing.
What I don't disrespect? But y'all know what I don't disrespect? I don't like people that just YouTube a sports center all day and don't watch the games the old-fashioned way.
Right,
don't sit
right,
down and
right.
look at it and tell me what you – don't look at sports centers for 15 minutes and then you're going to tell me about a nine-inning baseball game.
But that's going to come out in the conversation, though.
Then
you're
gonna
that's
like
going to come out in the conversation, though, Zig. Because if they talk to you about a certain particular topic that they just watched on SportsCenter, like you said, but if you go in depth with them and they can, you
exactly.
take them into the deep water. Remember we talked about it?
Exactly.
Taking them into the deep water. You take them
exactly.
into that deep water, start getting into real specifics, and they start breaking down.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And that's the same conversation we had when I had with somebody, and I was like, well, no, I think it's this way. I guess because I'm a female, they assume that I didn't know. I'm not
that you didn't know
it.
No better.
And then it took a guy to come up there and say, you know what, kid is absolutely correct. Kid ain't got nothing to say. They said, well, please, well, you know, I don't know how to say.
Yeah,
right.
But all of that, Ziggy, all that comes out in the wash, my dude.
Yes, it
you know
does.
What I mean?
Yes,
like
does.
You said, they could watch SportsCenter for a good, you know, watch a good half hour SportsCenter and think they got it down pat. But when they run up against certain cats and they have that conversation with them, they'll have with let's say for example, so and so will be a whole totally different conversation that they gonna have with me because we gonna talk about it and we ain't gonna talk
right.
around it about what we saw on SportsCenter. We gonna talk about
right.
everything else.
Right.
And if you didn't watch the game, that's gonna come out too. Well, I didn't watch the game. Well, then what are we talking about?
Then what you talking about?
yeah, right.
You just wasted 6 minutes of my time that I can't get back.
I think
no
that's why we have
question.
These open forums. We have open forums like this right here. We could talk for us. Ain't nobody got time to be Googling and
right. That's
you
that.
And that. We never had time to do this. You
nah.
I be knowing it. Just like that because I be knowing it. Like,
and that was, that was the concept anyway. That was the concept anyway, yo. It was supposed to be like a sports. It was supposed to be like a sports bar, like, you know, we sitting around the
exactly.
block. We having this
exactly.
conversation because
sports
heads is in the hood. Regardless of what you've seen on TV or what you see, what you think, it's a lot of sports heads in the hood that some know what they're
exactly.
talking about and some don't.
Yes, sir.
Don't.
Yes, sir.
Here's
you know what I'm saying?
Craziness. Somebody has said that the comparison was the Doc to Pippen. And then after the documentary of the Doc, I made a post and I said, having seen this documentary now, does anyone want to change their mind about saying Pippen's better than Doc? So some cat is up there blasting, he's going on about Pippen, several posts, and then all of a sudden he goes, but I didn't see the documentary.
Oh, well,
so like,
there you
so
go.
So, dude, why are you even responding to the post? The whole post
right,
is about
right,
you
right,
seeing the documentary.
Right.
I was like, okay, this dude just literally wasted my time for the last, like, 20 minutes.
Yes, sir. That's right. And then that kind of, like, because you look forward to having a sports conversation because they don't happen that often. You know what I mean?
Right.
Where you could just sit around and just really have a conversation. Next thing you know, 2 hours that went by. But you'd have had a real good conversation with somebody pertaining to sports. And it kind of, like, you know, that's what I thought the Facebook thing was about, where you could really kick it with people from different parts of the country. And get different ideas and perspectives on how they see things. I don't see the Detroit Tigers every day. Ziggy does.
Exactly.
So Ziggy could tell me, like, yo, man, it's all that, that's something that I wouldn't know. Ziggy
no
don't see the Yankees every day. I do.
Right. No question.
So, and to keep it in this proper perspective about being a fan of my team, I know everything about my Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but I'm not in Tampa Bay. That's my team. That's my job to know about my team.
If you're a sports dude for real.
Yeah, true as that. You know what I mean? And not taking away from nobody again, because I got to keep saying that now, because I don't want to offend nobody.
I don't think you got, and it's right here, whoever, when we on the phone, we done bump heads so much that I don't think you even got to hold our hands like that no more.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
We know what you bring to the table. I know what Kia brings to the table.
But
I know what you bring to the table.
I just wish those certain people who always, you know, they say, well, when's your show? And that come on down. That's all I'm saying. Because if you can spit it real fly on Facebook and all during the week, you know,
every five minutes you can spit something.
Yo, take some time out between 8 and 10 and holler at your boy and let's get it popping. And let's see where you at. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Because you got a lot of people on that, well, their excuse or their crush that they use now is, again, like you were saying, everybody Google. We don't have to Google nothing. If you know what you're talking about, you can rock this however. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's an open invitation. Because I always have to say that when I get kind of riled and kind of amped. I say, yo, I'm always available to be tested. Always. Because that man gets me excited to talk about sports like we do. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, and I appreciate people like, you know, like Kia, like Ziggy, man, who takes time out, man, calling long distance and all that, you know what I mean, to call the show, man, and you know how you took time to call the night, man, and shout out to all the listeners who take time, man. We see you, too. But it's just the conversation.
Let me tell you something.
Go ahead, my dude.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I thought you were done. I'm getting a lot of feedback.
Hey, man.
Yeah, man, my bad, baby.
I want to make sure I'm down with this after further review.
You are now after further review, ain't you?
I see it twice. I see it from the two group pop up. That's it, though. That's
okay, if you want it to your page, I can shoot it to your page. It's not a problem.
Yeah,
Every morning. It goes down.
Cause you know, I always comment on it. I read it.
You do.
It's on point.
No doubt. Yes, sir.
And I love the new school song.
Right. Yeah, I try to do that, man. It's a sports and hip hop thing, man, with me, man. Sports and music, they intersect with each other, man. So I try to add a little humor into it. You know what I mean? You gotta kind of like follow me, man, because I'll be taking it there sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate everybody, man, and the responses that I get from it, man. And it just started out as a hobby. I would do it, man, if nobody read it. And
that's
usually it's
like,
only
you know,
like seen by one, seen by two. I don't care. I don't even care, man. You know what I mean? I'm up to 305. You know what I'm saying? It'll be 306. It'll be live and direct in the morning.
Who was that that told you that the other day? Somebody told you that. It was so funny the way you put it. You said, because you was like, the numbers, you had put the numbers up there. And he said, how many times you does this? And you said, I'm up to 304?
Yeah, I remember that. Right.
And I was like, wow, he getting somebody behind right now. And
He just wanted to know how many was up to. He never, and people that, you know, some people never seen it before. You know what I mean? They'd be like, what is this? Because I'm syndicated in two other sports groups now.
Right,
shout out to sports fans and shout out to VIP only, man. You know what I mean? So it's all good, man. I do it, man, because I love to do it, man. I love it, man. I try to add a different perspective from what you would see on ESPN or Yahoo Sports or whatever. You know what I mean? And I definitely try to be on point. You know, and that's just what it is, man. I love to do it, man. I love people checking for it, man, and I appreciate it. You know?
No question.
You know?
Good stuff, man. Good stuff, man. And everybody, at least the three, you three right for certain, man. I respond to your posts, y'all on point.
What's your name again?
Johan.
I'm talking about when you online, what you go by?
Johan, you said Johan,
that's the world famous Johan Powell, man. Where you at, man?
I'm getting a lot of feedback. I'm watching this game and I'm getting the feedback.
Take 3 steps back away from your TV.
Okay,
take your arm out the window.
I did it. Say Johan, what?
Johan
Powell, man.
Okay.
Yeah, we talk a little bit in the group.
Yeah, man.
That's how, man? That's how I know you're the famous Rodney Z.
Yeah, I'm the famous Rodney Z in the building. The 70s kid with a comma.
That was for y'all. Let's let these cats know that
that's
I'm
the big homie
it.
Right there. Hey, that's the homie right there. No doubt, my dude. But, yeah, again, man, like we were saying, man, you know, I mean, you know, certain people going, you know, feel a certain way about certain things, man, because I've been called, like, a so-called I'm not an expert about nothing. You know what I'm saying? I just know what I know what I know. You know what I mean? And so, certain people take offense to it. That's their problem.
That's
I can't help
blues
that.
Argument.
You know what I mean?
Blues arguments. They come up with an excuse.
They come
so
up with anything,
somebody,
man.
Whenever
and,
someone
and,
loses an argument to me, then they think, oh, that's because you're a lawyer. Okay, right. That's the only reason you lost the argument? How about maybe you didn't know what you were talking about?
How about that? Or you didn't present enough evidence to the jury. How about that?
How about that, right?
Huh?
Exactly.
Huh? How about that? You didn't present
that's
enough evidence
do.
To the jury. Yeah, okay, that's what it is. And it's definitely a people that sit back and watch and they see who says what and how they say it and when they come in and how often they come in or whatever. And they usually sometimes they gravitate towards them. But then you got just certain people that try to click and cheerlead off each other. You know what I mean? Which is fine,
that's
too.
True.
That's you know what I'm saying? That's fine. It's a beautiful thing to sit back and watch that. You know what I mean? That helps me steam my greenery a little bit better. It helps get me through my day. You know what I'm saying? I'm just keeping it 100,000 with you. It's the mayor in the building, man. 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get in on the conversation like Johan, Kia, and my man Z did. You know what I mean? It's live and direct, man, every Tuesday night. We're watching the All-Star game right now. You know what I mean? American League is up 2-0. You know, the scoring hasn't come yet. I'm still waiting for some bombs in small city field, but ain't nobody rocked nothing yet. But we here, man, in the building, man. We just having a nice little discussion, man, like we supposed to do online. But we do it on the phone every Tuesday night from 8 to 10, which is a beautiful thing. Shout out to the big homie Rich. Shout out to Miss Lavina behind the board. Shout out to all the listeners. Again, man, you know, you just got to take it as it comes, man, you know. And you know, certain people try to, you know, play it off and call you names and stuff like that when they don't know what they're talking about. So I had, an in-depth conversation yesterday. And you know, this certain person, I don't even want to give their name no light. I'm just going to say a certain person. When they run out of steam in their conversation, then it's like you're lame and this and that and the third. Okay.
I know what you're talking about. Because he called, hey, that same person that called you that called me that about a half an hour later.
Yeah. Yeah,
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, but it's all good. If we was on Facebook or whatever, I blow them up like a light switch. But I'm not gonna give them no light on my show, man. This is my air, man.
That's why I said, oh well. You know, I'd be like, wow, lame, calling out lots of names, talking about how much
it's
money
not a
you
game.
Make and what you're working at.
I ain't got no time
to
waste some time. but hey, Kia. I'm gonna put you up on your WNBA stuff, man. Probably later on in the week.
Because I haven't watched enough of that to even. My college, trying to get my college basketball together and my fantasy football book together. So it's time, you know, to play fantasy football.
Are we gonna do a fantasy football thing?
Yeah, Amy, you
were thinking about it. I don't know. It's up to y'all. If y'all want to do it, we can do it. I'll set it up. If y'all want to do it, we can do it.
I do it. I'm already in two of them. But Kia, I'm in one with Kia already.
Okay.
And I want to let her know that since I know you know a lot of stuff, I'm not letting you off the hook, dude.
Uh-oh. Shots fired.
What?
Shots fired across the bow. The USS Kia has been infiltrated. To re-anticipate a response.
Okay. Well, these guys try to get at me on that one. I think they crazy. I know who I am.
Okay, we're going to have the Rocky music playing next week. I'm
throwing
a
fastball at you because I know you're going to catch it.
He hit you like Harvey just. Hey, Johan, did you see Matt Harvey hit Robinson Cano?
Yes, I did. I was watching it right along with y'all.
Oh, man.
I was in my car. I didn't
even
see it.
Yeah, man. He hit Robinson Cano. Took him out the game.
I forgot. You know who we talking to? We talking to sports heads, people that actually watch games.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
No,
that's right.
No.
That's right. Applaud that, Ms. Lavina, please. Could you applaud that? People that actually watch the game.
Watch the game.
We can have a conversation. There you go. All right. But, yeah, man. Yeah. And we should
get up on that fantasy football thing too. I won the season ticket.
Okay.
I was
right.
Well last year.
Yeah, I did good too. It seemed like a lot of people did good last year. We're gonna see what it is.
No question.
What's the name of your team?
Buffalo Soldiers.
Buffalo. We got the Buffalo Soldiers in the building. Rodney Z. What's your team?
Detroit Ziggies.
The Detroit Ziggies. Kia, what's your team? No, your fantasy team. What's the name of it?
I'm going to pick another one because I got two on the other one, so you have to think of another name for that one. I don't know yet.
All right. Well, my team name is the Spliff Blazers. Enough said. That's it. Enough said. And I'm going to leave it at that. That's my team, the Spliff Blazers. Word up. But yeah, man, it's almost 10 o'clock, man. 2 hours and went by that fast. Word up, man. Listen, we got a few minutes left in the show, man. At the end, this is the part of the show where we do a little round table. We let everybody say something, you know, before we get out of here for another week. I'm going to let my man Johan set it off. You know what I mean?
Shout out to the sports group, the season tickets, the mayor, and everybody that's about real sports talk and debate.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Rodney Z, man, what you got? What you got? What you got for us, man?
Shout out to the sports group. And everybody got to have, like Ali had Frazier. So, you know, the two people on my that's on the line is both of my Fraziers. So, you know, Lakers beat the Celtics. So, hey, with all that said and all due respect to all three of y'all
and respect, man.
You know, so, hey, it is what it is. And keep y'all, hey, don't let any of these new cats throw y'all down.
Nah, it's what it is. We gonna rock out, man, and keep our balance regardless. Kia, what's good? What you got to add to it? She on that Boost phone, man. You gotta excuse her.
I love you. So, you know, shout out to guys that do know their sports and enjoy the sports just like me. And you know me all the time.
That's what's up, man. Another exciting episode of After Further Review. You know what I mean? Goes down on GQ Palace Radio. We in the building, man. We in your ear. Shout out to the listeners, man. We see you too. You know what I'm saying? 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. It goes down hard body. You know what I mean? Shout out to GQ Palace as a whole, man. The whole situation. Yo, Rich, man, we got to have that conference call ASAP, my dude. Real talk. Shout out to the Divas. Tomorrow night they get it in. You know how they do it. They spin the fly stuff, the music that gets you in the mood and all that good stuff right there. You know what I mean? Then it's the relationship thing. It goes down on Thursday nights. Then, you know, my man Rich does it hard body karate on Fridays. But, man, CQ Palace, man, it's a live thing right here. The mayor's in the building, man. We discuss some things, man, you know. Personally, man, sports is what it is, man. It's like I said this before, and I'm going to say it again, man. My thing is the sports thing. You know what I mean? My thing is not the astronomy thing or the pharmacy thing or the philosophy thing. You know what I mean? I talk about what I know, you know? And so don't feel bad or don't feel no way if somebody can tell you something different and enlighten you. You know what I'm saying? Just because you don't know it. And don't fall back into them easy excuses about, well, you know, you're old. Of course, I'm experienced. I've seen some things. And because you saw it on YouTube, you have to talk to somebody that experienced watching that particular game that can really tell you what it is. You know what I mean? And again, man, it's not to, you know, belittle you or make you feel bad in no kind of way. But sometimes, again, like I tell these cats, man, don't step in no doo-doo. Just because I'm a man of a certain age, don't think I can't get it in with you. You know what I mean? And reading is very fundamental. You know what I mean? And pay attention to English class. And I'm gonna tell you a secret. I'm gonna tell you a secret about the mayor. The mayor is very, very, very perceptive, and the mayor is a writer. So what I'm saying to you is, like, it's not like nothing for you to feel no kind of way. It's just that if you come at me, I'm gonna come at you in peace. You come at me in peace, and we can peace out. If you come at me sideways, we can all take geometry class.
No doubt.
It goes down just like that. You know what I mean?
Dot, dot, dot.
You know what I mean? And I'm still not telling nobody what that means. But if you read between the lines, if you notice when I laid it, when I put that down, you'll be like, oh, okay. It's like,
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? It's nothing relevant to the conversation. What are you talking about?
Exactly.
But I don't have time to type, what are you talking about? So I'll just be like, where is this going? You know what I'm saying? But anyway, man, we do it like we do it, man. After Further Review, man, you got to love the people who don't like you because they love to not like you if you caught that one. You know what I mean? You got to love the people who don't like you because they love not to like you. Okay? It makes their day to try to say something to you. And you know what else, Johan, Kia, and Ziggy? It's like the mayor or somebody, one of us respond back to them in a post. They like, oh, snap. You know what I mean? Because we don't respond to everything.
This is true.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I guess, you know, okay, it must be something that's really, really, you know, something that sparked the nerve that made them want to respond. Not that, you know we above nobody, but it just is what it is. Go and read the post for yourself.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And you check it. I don't curse nobody out. I might talk real slick and real greasy to you if you deserve that. But I don't curse nobody out. But, man, that's another topic for another time, man. Check us out next week, man. Same time, Tuesday, 8 to 10. You know what I mean? With the same cast of characters, usual suspects. I see you, T, out there. You know what I mean? No doubt. I see you, Rachel, out there. I see the whole GQ Power situation out there. My man, Faith Walker. I see you, my G. I'm trying to get in touch with you, famo. I got you covered. You know what I mean? So after further review, man, we got some things coming down the line, man, for the summer, man. So some surprises, some nice things, man. You know what I mean? Try to get a couple of guests back on the line. You know how we do it. So it's us, man. The mayor is out, man, until next Tuesday, man, 8 to 10. 646-200-3838. One is the number to get in on the math. And, man, if you had some nice chicken and yams over the weekend, salute yourself, man. This is the mayor, and I'm out, man. Till next week. GQ Palace. Peace.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue, you can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace royalty, it's a virtue.
Walk from Reno to Chester to the palace. Better check your matters for fine divine savage. Not average, Dunny, I'm rich money. A king among men from sin that's pure ugly. Hug me, polite, Levine, I spit wine. And turn it back to water, your order, order mine. Reality, relationships, you better get a grip. KL and Tiffany, the magnificent. God omnipotent, Sunday spiritual. I'm so polite when I answer if you're miserable. So visual, the mayor, the player. I put the rose from my garden to my heat there. New York Nixon, my queen is a vixen. 1257, now pure glisten. Love like loyal, my point is pure oil. My phone keeps ringing from dude's house, spoil.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue, you can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue.
Love, entertainment, I name it and I claim it. Bring the gospel on that turnstile, untainted. A messenger of light, I'm sitting to the night. My poetry is pain, Eric Ben Ross right. Step into Dallas, I educate Alice. Old school to new school, playing pure ballad. Divinely inspired, birth to approve. This is the Diva Squad on the move. Rachel and TC, gotta take it easy. Start to feel good, real good when you need me. Rich money, I rhyme, survive all your lives. Most high too good, so I keep staying high. Wild parable, GQ, not comparable. Out of line, disconnect, won't even air the fool. Street apostle, far from a fossil. Make a major move, GQ.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue, you can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue, you can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue, you can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue.